views this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Vladimir Putin is playing with fire. President Trump's assessment of the Russian president's Ukraine strategy. Putin stepped up drone and missile attacks. On Truth Social, Mr. Trump writes, what Vladimir Putin doesn't realize that if it weren't for me, lots of really bad things would have already happened to Russia. And I mean really bad. Trade talks between the United States and the European Union back on track.
After announcing a 50% tariff on EU goods on Friday, the president quickly agreed to delay those tariffs after a weekend phone call with the head of the European Commission. And now Donald Trump says the EU has called to quickly establish meeting dates. He writes on social media that this is a positive development, and he urges both the EU and China to open up for trade with the U.S., promising that both will be happy and successful if they do. Greg Clugston, Washington.
SpaceX has launched its Starship mega rocket again after back-to-back explosions. This time it made it through the entire test flight last evening, but fell short of its main objectives when the spacecraft tumbled out of control. Space journalist Eric Berger telling the BBC it's been halting progress for SpaceX.
The first stage of the rocket, and that's the biggest part, the booster, which has 36 engines on it, that flew normally, and this was the second flight they've made with that rocket. So they've already demonstrated the ability to reuse the first stage of the rocket. So really, the part they're struggling with is the upper stage, which for all of the rockets never comes back. And so they're really kind of encountering new territory here and working hard to solve some of these problems.
Five people injured, a shooting yesterday afternoon at a shopping mall in Waterbury, Connecticut. Police say it began as a conflict between a couple of people and escalated from there. Police are talking to a person of interest. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures down 95 points. NASDAQ futures off 39. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your three-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe. No-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m.? Big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas? The ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk. Real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single-line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Good morning. It's 6:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Tracking rain showers most of your Wednesday. We'll see temperatures that will barely get out of the 50s into the lower 60s for the afternoon. Rain does start to taper off as we head into your Wednesday evening. Thursday will be drier and warmer with the potential for some storms late on Thursday afternoon into the evening. More rain on the way for you on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And with the latest on traffic, here's Chuck Whitaker.
And of course, the rain in the area this morning, that's going to be an issue as we go forward, so we'll factor in the extra time. Tractor trailer involved in a wreck. If you're going north on 95, not a big problem right now, but I think there was a fuel spill. It's northbound around the Harford County and the Baltimore County line, so anybody north of White Marsh, heads up for that. Been a medic call in Parole. There's been some activity there. Route 2, very close to the ramp at Route 50 in Parole. And a broken down vehicle. They're in the painted out area as you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Left side, southbound left two. Brief delay in there. We'll keep an eye on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland could be facing billions of dollars in Key Bridge lawsuits. According to Washington Post, more than 20 entities have filed notice of their intent to sue the state for its alleged failure to prevent the March 2024 collapse. Six construction workers died when a cargo ship struck the bridge and sent it crashing into the Patapsco River. Two survivors and the families of the men who died are among those planning to sue, along with residents and businesses impacted by the Port of Baltimore's closure. The lawsuits cite an NTSB report that claimed Maryland did not conduct a critical risk assessment for the bridge that could have identified its vulnerability to a major ship strike. And attorneys for teenage murder suspect Jalen Prince will be calling witnesses to the stand today after a judge denied a request for acquittal on Tuesday. 16-year-old Jalen Prince is being tried as an adult for the September 2024 murder of 15-year-old Warren Grant at Joppa Town High School. The shooting allegedly stemmed from an argument about a girl. Attorneys for Prince indicated during opening statements that he would be testifying in his own defense. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
James White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111.
Jim, you've been talking about hypnosis on WCVM for many years, and you talk about all sorts of problems that can be solved with your hypnosis, besides drinking and smoking.
Like gambling, that's a single session. PTSD, well, that's five sessions every 3 months. Ovarian cysts and menstrual problems for women, usually just one session. Taking college tests. And sports, excellent for golf, a day or two before the tournaments, tennis, archery, wrestling, too many to mention.
So you can help people quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, handle stress better, and improve in sports like golf? And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters.
Well, for something like that, you want to see him a day before he does the tournament. Oh my gosh, it's fantastic.
Jim, you do it all. Tell the listeners how they can reach you.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. 410-661-1111.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Disappointing loss last night for the O's as they fought back from a 3-0 deficit to take a 4-3 lead on a Ryan O'Hearn three-run shot, but the bullpen failed them in the eighth.
4-4.
He hits one high in the air toward left. That's headed for the birdbath, and it is gone! Arenado with an ambush, and the Cardinals lead it 5-4.
That call courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network in St. Louis. Gold Glove third baseman Nolan Arenado's home run off usually reliable Brian Baker was the tiebreaker in the eighth, and St. Louis would add on. They would go on to a 7-4 comeback win. After the game, manager Tony Mancelino on his overworked bullpen.
He's got two hits. And
well, hold on. It's there. There we go.
We've been on fumes for a few days. So, you know, we've rolled off a few games here in a row. You know, in the coach's room, we have the sheet. We know where we're at. We're talking to the players. And we felt very fortunate here the last few days.
Not fortunate enough, though, as they lose at 7-4. NBA Eastern Conference Final last night. Tyrese Halliburton with a triple-double leading the Pacers over the Knickerbockers. 131-21 the final. Pacers lead that series 3-1. NHL Oilers took control of their conference final, taking care of Dallas 4-1, lead that series 3-1 as well. Coming up in 30 minutes, the son of a Terps legend commits to Maryland. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good Wednesday morning, Talk Radio 680. It is Wednesday, yes. It is Wednesday, Jules. Just making sure.
Yeah.
These four-day weeks always mess me up. Wednesday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, I'm Bruce Elliott. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Sean is off this week. We'll be back at full strength this coming Monday. A lot of ground to cover. Some wild stuff has happened in the news the last 24 hours or so on all kinds of different fronts. So we're doing a lot of sampling of topics during the course of the show this morning. Later on in the show, you may have heard of this. Julie, have you heard of, did you see the slap
The Macron slap?
Oh, yeah.
Can you avoid
kind of
it?
A shove, yeah. Kind of a...
We have a little bit on that coming up later on this morning, which is, it was unusual. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz takes, takes offense at how she is being portrayed, not by the New York Times, but by the people who read the New York Times. I think it was the right publication, who answered a poll on what animals... the parties most closely represent. So we have her umbrage later on this morning. It's some great stuff between now and 9 o'clock this morning. And, of course, at 9 o'clock this morning, you have Kim Klasick walking in right after the 9 o'clock news. She might actually grace us with her presence beforehand, I think, right before. And Kim Klasick live from 9 till noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, let's gotta get started here. This is just fascinating to me. First of all, I truly am amazed. You know, there's this grudging admiration I have for Jake Tapper, who was on the inside for 4 years straight. He saw day to day what the hell was going on in the White House. He had to have had backhaul conversations with people in the administration who must have been telling him at some level, this guy Biden, he's just not there anymore. But there are a lot of questions to be answered here still. One of the questions is, okay, if he was indeed, you know, out of there, as Woodrow Wilson was during part of his administration, then who was actually running the show? Who was controlling the auto pen? That's what I'd like to know this. Who was controlling the auto pen? Will we ever know for sure? I think there's a possibility. You get one of these individuals inside there who had that level and say, so you were controlling the wall, auto pen. Oh, no, it was so-and-so. I mean, you just have to have that one individual because, bluntly, everything that one individual or groups of individuals signed, I think, should be challenged in the courts. They were not signed by the president. They were signed typically without the president's knowledge or understanding. How could he understand? The man has dementia. I mean, very blunt. You know, Ronald Reagan, late in his term, began to develop it. Joe Biden, at the beginning of his term, began to develop it. I have a friend, a very liberal Democrat, who said before 2016, he said that nobody over the age of 75 should be running for the presidency. Because this is when a lot of stuff happens to us as we get older. And we've seen the impact of this with Joe Biden. So far, nothing with Donald Trump. The man, I don't know, he doesn't sleep a whole lot, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. That's probably a clue for some of the rest of us as to how to extend our lifespan effectively. I wonder what the average lifespan is of LDS folks. I mean, Latter-day Saints, they don't drink, they don't smoke. So I wonder if this is a fair sample or not. Because if that is something that can be established, that people who are Mormons tend to live 5 years longer, that's something worth considering. Do you want the extra 5 years? You know, do your kids want the extra 5 years? I don't know. I'd have to look up those statistics, and I'm not sure they're available. I just did this off the top of my head. But you have Jake Tapper and this guy who writes with him named Alex Thomas. This new book is out that they basically, Kel Surprise, we just found out, after being on the inside knowing all this crap for the last 4 years. So we have some audio from each of them that I think is just going to rock you back on your heels a bit. And also coming up during the course of this hour, Alan Dershowitz on his alma mater. What's the matter, you? It's 6:13, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic over there on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
Yeah, good morning. A lot of issues already, mostly minor, but the one problem was with a fuel spill and a tractor-trailer involved. And, of course, it's raining. Northbound 95, the wreck was near the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. And watching the camera at Joppa Road, if there was going to be an impact, it would begin there. The initial report was an hour ago that it was in the right lane, and there was still some activity there with a tractor-trailer involved. So again, according to the data, even though it does involve a fuel spill, traffic is getting by, and we're not seeing anything turning red at this point with the data. So that's always good news. A couple of minor accidents out of Arundel County, northbound I-97 at Dorsey Road on the shoulder, BW Parkway southbound at 175 also on the shoulder. But it's just going to be that type of day, and it's raining pretty hard in some spots, and it's going to be slow early, including the Beltway west side.
We're looking at some spray and a lot of traffic, but everybody's open on 50 at the Bay Bridge. And right now, we're making good time heading over towards the Severn River Bridge. But we know as we go further along, it's going to get a lot more slow through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, the rains are last through the afternoon. It was pretty rough overnight, man. It woke me up a couple of times.
Is that right?
Yeah, why? I mean, it's just all of a sudden you feel, I mean, we have skylights in the master bedroom. And it's wonderful. You used to have a house with a metal roof. Same phenomenon. Also, you're very aware where the rain picks up. So rain will be lasting through the afternoon, widespread, heavy at times. High only is going to reach about the low 60s, so not all that warm today. Rain should taper off this evening, tomorrow, dry in the morning with some afternoon storms. Right now, yeah, it is raining in Pikesville, 48 degrees. Downtown Baltimore is 56. Rain there as well. Matter of fact, there's not a reporting station I have where it's not raining. Mm-hmm. So that's going to kind of be performer during the course of the morning.
I mean, I looked all the way down to Coastal Highway, Ocean City.
Wow.
Raining right there, Drawbridge, Ocean City raining. It's just raining everywhere.
Yeah. Well, in 39 days, we have some problems then. 39 more days of rain. You better begin to gather the animals two by two.
Well,
don't, hey, Chuck, this time don't screw up with the unicorns, okay?
Yeah, you know. Silly unicorn.
I know.
The Irish Rover. I know many times you played that. I used to listen to you.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Let's talk about this book, the Jake Tapper book. I think there's one more coming, I think. One more of these Biden books on the way, I think, sometime in the next month or so. But Alex Thomas and Jake Tapper, guys who were on the inside for 4 years and saw what was happening, all of a sudden, gosh, I'm so surprised Joe Biden wasn't all there. Wow, what a shocker. There's some interesting nuggets that come out of this. Alex Thomas was interviewed, I think, on CNN a couple of days ago. And he was asked about a quote that showed up in the book from Kamala Harris as she was running for the presidency.
Yes.
Now remember the presidency for a Democrat, they assume that when they go on the swamp media, there'll be genuflecting going on.
Right.
They don't expect anything rough to happen. Mm-mm. Well, apparently, Anderson Cooper had the temerity to actually ask one or two straight-ahead questions. And apparently, she did not respond well when she got off camera.
She was incredibly frustrated with Anderson Cooper asking the same question over and over again. Anderson was like, have you ever seen him act that way behind the scenes? Because if the Vice President of the United States had seen the President act that way on, behind the scenes as he had acted on the debate stage and said nothing, I think it would have been incredibly indicting. But, Kamala Harris, I can tell you 100% was infuriated after that interview.
Yeah. She called him an MF-er. Who does that MF-er think he is? And of course, she didn't use MF. To ask me questions like that.
Right.
Wow, he's pretending as a newsman this week. So, right. I mean, that's, what a shocker. That's one little nugget from this thing, is the presumption that they were beyond having questions asked of them. And that's because they'd done such a good con job. And, of course, she had no idea, because this guy was sharp as a tack, and he got up and ran a marathon every morning before breakfast and was doing push-ups while doing interviews, while tying his shoes, while solving world peace and juggling all at the same time.
Falling off his bike.
Yeah. I mean, everything was going just swimmingly. So she lied. Karine Jean-Pierre lied. A number of other people in the administration lied over and over and over and over again for 4 years. Jake Tapper yesterday was interviewed, and I think this was on MSNBC, and he finally came out and said it, Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
He finally came out and said, yeah, it's a scandal, just like Watergate. He was pressed on it just a little bit. And this is what he said.
It's not Watergate. Right. This is an entirely separate scandal. Maybe even worse. Maybe even worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe even worse. You had a president who had full-blown dementia while in office. Anonymous people were making decisions of state.
Mm-hmm.
And you had this three-legged stool protecting Joe Biden. You had
the auto pen.
Yep, you had the auto pen signers. You had all the people in the administration. You had the swamp media, and you had the unwillingness of the public to hear the truth. Because once you convince somebody of a lie, it's very, very difficult to convince them they've been lied to.
Yep.
And so much of America was taken in. I remember having a conversation with a good friend. We said, no, it's not dementia. You see, there's a lot of old people. They just get a little confused every once in a while. Yeah. No,
not
dude.
Not the debate.
That
was the end of the line.
Yeah, that was it. Absolutely, that was it. To me, this is a fascinating little kind of peeling back the layers of the onion here. Yep. And each day or two, they go another nugget they drop. Yep. Well, for a merchandising point of view, this is great for Alex and for Jake Tapper because they're selling more books. I do think it's, it's a grudging admiration of somebody who knew something for 4 years who would then get away with writing a story I just found out.
His wife was a big problem as well.
Oh, you know, Jill?
She wanted to be in the White House. She didn't give a damn who was doing anything. She wanted to be there.
I think legitimately, I pointed this out a couple of days ago, I think legitimately, we can now say that the first elected president of the United States, who happens to be a female, will be effectively the third female president of the United States. Mm-hmm. You had Edith Wilson, who ran the Wilson administration for about 2 years, and you had Jill Biden, who ran much of the Biden administration. So whoever's next, they're number three.
Well, you remember the cabinet meeting. He handed it over to her.
Yes. Come on, Chuck. You run the cabinet meeting because I got
to
take a nap.
To say, my dear?
Chuck, we'll check back with you in a couple of minutes.
You will.
I will. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 621.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Good Feet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Good Feet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Good Feet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Good Feet Store. The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today. Or just stop by.
Hey, folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top-quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter. The philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
623 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Oh, yeah, so it's raining. Both the harbor tunnels a little slower than they normally would be early, but at least we're still moving all four lanes at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And 895 now is beginning to get the brake lights and slowing, which is probably a good thing. Not too much speed, but a steady pace as you're going south of O'Donnell Street and into the old harbor tunnel. The west side outer loop, not quite back yet to 795, but it's slowing from Liberty Road down through Route 40. The Parkville side still in the clear. The inner loop in Green Spring is okay. Of course, anytime we get any rain, definitely watch your speed. You know the JFX, you drive it every day. It goes left, right, all the way into the ramps downtown. Right now, the traffic is light south of Ruxton Road. No issues, but that can change. And again, we're doing okay. Nothing major towards the Capitol Beltway, but the outer loop is already slow from New Hampshire Avenue around to the Mormon Temple. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Good folks, right now Baltimore has 55 degrees. Ellicott City has 48. Rain pretty much everywhere. It's going to last most of the morning, maybe into the afternoon. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive. I'm Bruce Elliott. Sean Casey has the week off. Talking about Harvard, Alan Dershowitz last night, I had a conversation on Fox, maybe yesterday afternoon, and in the last 24 hours, about his alma mater. It is fascinating to hear what he had to say. Now, Dershowitz was, while at Harvard, and for his first 15, 20 years as a public person, was fairly liberal. And something came over him at some point and got brains. And is now a rather consistent, more conservative voice, a libertarian, I suppose, might be as close as you might get to his personal philosophy, although you have to check that with him. But he said that, look, at Harvard, what the president is doing is right, because it's not just that they're allowing or tolerating anti-Semitism. There's nothing more going on. One of the things he points out is, what if there was somebody on your campus who was walking around saying, no blacks on campus, no blacks on campus? And there are groups of those individuals harassing black students as they walked from one class to another, preventing them from getting through the quad in order to get to their classes. How would that be handled? And there would be disciplinary reaction, rather clearly. That'd be it. I mean, there'd be a question. Then why is that not the case with Jewish students there? You have Jewish students who are prevented there, Columbia, other universities, from going to class. They're afraid for their own safety and for the safety of others in their cohort. They're concerned about simply showing up at class and walking through hostile crowds, not knowing whether one of these hostile crowds is also going to cross the edge, cross the line, and things will be chucked in their direction. Rocks, stones, water bottles. You get hit by a water bottle full of water, particularly if it's ice. That can sting, man. That can do more than sting, as a matter of fact. Well, Dershowitz said, well, it's not just that they're tolerating it. They're teaching it.
Harvard is not only tolerating anti-Semitism in two of its schools, the Divinity School and the Public Health School. It's actually teaching it and fomenting anti-Semitism. When you have violence of this kind, and by the way, two Harvard students who engaged in violence and harassment against Jews were just rewarded. One was named the class marshal at Divinity School. The other one was given a $65,000 grant by Harvard to continue his anti-Israel activities. When you have that kind of activity, it's only a short step to taking a gun and shooting and killing two people, which is what happened.
And think about this. You have a student, virulently anti-Israeli, anti-Jew, who's given a $65,000 grant from Harvard University. If you were that student, how would you translate the impact of that grant? Would you not think to yourself, they're endorsing my behavior? Would you not tell others around you, they endorsed my behavior, they gave me a $65,000 grant? I had no punishment for going around saying hateful things, for threatening other individuals on campus. They paid me to do it. Harvard wasn't just tolerating it. They made marshal of a school class in the Divinity School. Great. Teaching Christian values, I suppose. Wow. So that's who Harvard is, right? That's who they are right now. And Dershowitz says, when he goes out, he figures he's a target on his back.
Yeah, I was getting an honorary degree that next day, and the school, another school, had to get extra police guards and come up with a mechanism for removing me in the event there was an attempt on my life. Because every prominent Jew, every prominent supporter of Israel now has a target on their back, in part as a result of what not only Harvard tolerated, but at least two schools at Harvard actively taught.
Yeah, actively taught and are teaching anti-Semitism. So this stink about, wow, what Donald Trump is doing to Harvard is just awful. We should be still sending the money for research. Hell no.
Something has to be done. And I'm glad that there are at least some efforts to try to stop Harvard and other schools from fomenting this kind of plague of anti-Semitism.
Plague of anti-Semitism. And that's what it is. It's a plague. And you know what? Maybe it's time for Dr. Fauci, God of all COVID matters, to come back and say, all right, all you people who are anti-Semites, stand 6 feet back and wear a mask. I mean, it could be. Just stand 6 feet back. Don't say anything. Don't interact with other people. And by the way, you might always put a shield of plexiglass between you and them. This situation it might actually be useful for. What a world. More on Talk Radio 680 WCBM coming up. It's 6:30 right now. It's time for news. I'm Julie Ryder.
Good morning. Members of Teachers Association of Baltimore County are calling for the full pay raise that was agreed upon last year. TABCO says Baltimore County Public Schools is only offering a fraction of the 5% raise that members were promised. According to a local news outlet, that original agreement included the 5% pay increase, but after federal and state funding cuts, Baltimore County Public Schools initially dropped that to 1.5%. The union says promises made should be promises kept. Negotiations are ongoing. A reward of up to $8,000 is being offered for information that leads to an arrest and felony charges in a Baltimore City murder. The victim was shot and killed on the afternoon of May 18th, this in the 1200 block of East Madison Street. Surveillance images of several people are posted on the Metro Crime Stoppers social media pages, and anyone who can identify the persons is asked to submit a tip by phone, app, or at MetroCrimeStoppers.org. Maryland Governor Wes Moore announces $1 million in grants for 11 colleges and universities to support new career paths for displaced federal workers. The governor says the funding helps federal workers land on their feet while addressing the teacher shortage throughout the state. Maryland Higher Education Commission Secretary Dr. Sanjay Rai says former federal employees have the skills and experience needed to provide a high-quality education and diversify classrooms while closing the teacher shortage. As of mid-March, there were more than 1,600 teacher vacancies in Maryland. And a Northern Virginia man in custody after an alleged road rage incident on Memorial Day. Suspect reportedly shot into another vehicle multiple times on Interstate 95 in Prince George's County on Monday. Investigators arrested 22-year-old Freddie Gonzalez Esquivel in Leesburg yesterday after allegedly finding a handgun and 7 ammo casings in his vehicle. He's facing multiple charges, including 2 counts of attempted murder and 1 count of felony assault. Coming up, the check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Last night's lottery numbers, the pick 3 was 311 and the pick 4, 9920. Now, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new problem coming south of Frederick and into Montgomery County. It's an accident with a vehicle fire. One report says all the southbound lanes of I-270 are closed near Route 80. So with that, anybody south of I-70 coming down 270 southbound heads up with that delay, and we'll keep you posted on that. In the meantime, the early morning wreck involved a tractor-trailer. They had a fuel spill northbound 95, very close to the Harford County-Baltimore County line. Again, it has not been a major factor. Traffic is getting by, but I want to give you the heads up if you're going north of White Marsh Boulevard. With the rain, there are a lot of delays already at both the Harbor Tunnels. The west side outer loop is stacked up, and the Parkville side beginning to fill in, coming over now towards Harford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A wet and cool start to your Wednesday morning. Temperatures in the 50s and rain showers for your morning commute. We'll keep that rain with us most of the afternoon, widespread and even heavy at times, with temps barely getting into the lower 60s, but drier conditions on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Craftsman Days are live at Lowe's. Get a free select tool when you buy a V20 2-pack battery kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tool shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Battle of the Birds last night between the Raindrops at Camden Yards, and it goes to St. Louis. 7-4 the final, snapping the Orioles' short-lived three-game winning streak. Pick it up bottom of the fifth, Birds trailing 3-1 with the hot Ryan O'Hearn at the plate.
Second and third, but there are two outs. O'Hearn to the gap in right center field. Backing up is Scott. He's at room, and that baby's gone. What can he do? Ryan O'Hearn gives the Orioles the lead.
He does. Brett Hollander with the call on Masson. O'Hearn's ninth of the year gave the Birds a 4-3 lead, but then we move to the eighth. The Redbirds on the comeback trail.
4-4.
He hits one high in the air toward left. That's headed for the bird bath, and it is gone. Arenado with an ambush, and the Cardinals lead it 5-4.
Call on FanDuel Sports Network St. Louis. Arenado shot off Brian Baker, the tiebreaker. St. Louis would add on two more for a 7-4 St. Louis win. After the game, manager Mancelino asked about the Birds. 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position. He deflected.
Their pitching was good tonight. I mean, you look at the Payante guy and kind of what his fastball was doing, and cutting it, sinking it. It had life. It was jumping. The big front arm. That was a tough at bat, and the guys battled. They did a good job. It's a heck of a bullpen as well. So as I watched the at bats, I think you guys all did too. It felt competitive. It felt good. It felt like we were in it.
They'll try to get game three in tonight, but we'll see what happens. Don't forget the Orioles have an off day scheduled for tomorrow. Ravens back on the practice field today as OTAs continue in Owings Mills. It'll be our first extended look at the 2025 Ravens rookie class alongside the veterans. Head coach John Harbaugh will meet the media today. And finally, a familiar name will grace the Maryland basketball court at Xfinity Center this fall. Nick Blake, the son of Maryland great Stevie Blake, committed to play for Buzz Williams in Maryland next season. Nick Blake announcing the news on social media yesterday. Primarily a three-point specialist, the 6'2" guard averaged 10.5 points per game last year, according to Max Preps. He shot 38% from three-point range, 76% of his shots coming from beyond the three-point line. And, of course, the elder Blake, the all-time assist leader at Maryland, a member of the 2002 championship team. The time now is 6:37. When we return, America's sweetheart has been taken in.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
All right, Bruce, I've got something for you, right, and Julie, but I think you have something for me, too. I hate to report this, actually, but America's sweetheart, at least at one time, Mary Lou Retton,
yes,
who captured the nation's imagination,
sure,
back in, I think it was 1984, mm-hmm, in the Summer Olympics, mm-hmm, was arrested, apparently, earlier this month in West Virginia on charges of DUI.
No kidding.
Yeah. She posted bail and is out on recognizance, obviously, $1,500, but she was nicknamed America's sweetheart during her gold medal winning performance, and of course we remember the broken, I don't know if it was broken
the ankle,
or not,
I think?
The ankle,
yeah,
correct, and so this is what happened
sometimes
later.
Yeah, I think it was broken during a dismount, I think.
Correct.
Yeah, well, that's a shame, but of course with her physical height and size, probably just one glass of wine.
Ooh.
I mean, she's a small gal. I mean, the tumblers typically are, gymnasts typically are very slight. Now, she may have put on pounds, I have no idea, but still, it's just a matter of the math.
Well, I don't know what her blood alcohol level was, to tell you the truth, so I don't know about
that's
that.
A shame.
Anyway, that happened.
Well, okay, listen, I just wanted to, Julie, and I know this is a frustration for me, because, I mean, like many people my age, men and women, it's a constant battle to keep your weight under control. Constant.
Of course.
It never ends. But, you see, you have an advantage, Mr. Stein, because
How's
of
this?
Your because of your faith. You see, now I was speaking with a trainer just yesterday about this, and this is what crossed my mind. I said, "How do I do this? Any tips? I'm always willing to take tips from people. I mean, is there like a apple cider thing I can drink, or something special I should do?" And he said, "Well, always, you know, try to eat no more calories than the year."
Uh-huh.
On the Jewish calendar, what year is it?
5785.
See what I mean? See what I mean? See what I mean?
Let me guarantee you something, Bruce. If you hit 5785 per day, you're talking
per day.
About, right? A trainer ain't going to help you.
No. Uh-huh. Cardiologist might.
Well done.
Right. Back at the top of the hour, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. To the phones we go. Tom is at Catonsville. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, you know, all these protests and everything that you see at these campuses, I mean, they are full of anti-Semitism, and that's true, and that's reason enough to check it right now.
Yep.
But the problem is, how people understand, these people really hate everything, and they will move to the next group given the right set of circumstances, and that's Catholics, Christians, gays, Buddhists. They're focusing on the one group right now, and that needs to be checked. That should never have been allowed in the first place. You know, the preamble to the Constitution says the federal government is responsible for securing domestic tranquility. And there's a reason for that, because people don't want to be walking up Charles Street around Johns Hopkins and face an angry mob of students. They don't want to deal with that, and we shouldn't have to deal with that, especially if they're not American. So I am all for the State Department, Marco Rubio, finding these students out who are just troublemakers and will start trouble at the drop of a hat. I'm all for him finding them and removing them, and we should never let them back again.
No.
We find out that all these people are going to school, and they're not even Americans. There are a lot of Americans that would like to take these spaces, and I'd prefer to give it to them instead of people who come here just to start trouble.
Yeah, Tammy Bruce, who is the spokesperson now for Department of State, she was asked about this yesterday, and she said, yeah, we vet people. We've always vetted people, and what we want people to understand, we're very serious about it, and very serious about our standards. If you mean us ill, if you're going to come here in order to cause problems in this country, you will not be allowed in. And if you come in and you cause those problems, you'll be kicked out and not let back in again. And I just think this is what the Department of State should have been doing all along. Instead, it was Harvard wants the foreign students because they pay full freight. They pay a lot of money. You may have scholarship students at Harvard. Now, if Harvard were poor, you kind of understand that an awful lot of liberal arts colleges don't have a whole lot of money lying around. But Harvard has a $53 billion endowment. They could most probably afford to give 50% scholarships to almost all their students every year forever without making a significant dent in what they have as far as their endowment. So what they're doing basically is they're just gathering cash, and then they use that cash in the form of a hedge fund built inside Harvard University, tax-protected, where they get to grow it.
Right. And, you know, we found out that through USAID that we were paying to reimburse these groups that are out there on the streets with these pre-printed signs causing trouble. So we're paying for the troublemakers, and then we have to turn around in the end and pay to clean up the trouble.
Yeah. Thanks for your call, Tom. Do appreciate it. 410-WCBM-680. Toll free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680 if you want to weigh in. This is Jim in the Outer Banks. Bruce, since the auto pen in essence has the force of law, what safeguards or procedures are in place to prevent what we seem to be seeing? I have yet to see this issue addressed. Well, Jim, I don't know. You were inside. I mean, Jim was Secret Service for his career, seems to me. And I'm not sure that there are any. The assumption made is that the auto pen should apparently be used as, you know, Julie, you write a nice letter to the guy, and he sends back a letter saying thank you for your nice letter, and he uses the auto pen. I think he doesn't sign everything. But no, apparently it was used for passing major legislation and making big decisions. 6:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Hi. So the big issue right now is coming south out of Frederick County into Montgomery County with an accident and a vehicle fire, apparently southbound for the traffic on 270 near the intersection at Route 80. So that's going to be the big problem right now for the local ride there. And again, one report says that most of the roadway is blocked for that traffic in the area. We just made a quick check down here towards Annapolis, where Route 2 Ritchie Highway, looking at the Severn River Bridge, over towards a ramp at I-97. All the lanes are open, maybe a little bit slower than the posted limit, but nothing major right now. And then looking at the camera at Sandy Point, traffic is coming off the bridge. A lot of spray from these vehicles, indicating there is some heavy rain through the area. And then the traffic right here on the main span behaving itself. Everybody's open. Everybody's moving just a nice pace right now, and no issues on the westbound side. Right now, the JFX still clear. And again, watch your speed as always anywhere south of Ruxton Road coming into downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rain, go away. Well, not until tomorrow at the earliest. Rain lasts through mid-afternoon, widespread, heavy at times, high only around 62 degrees. Right now, rain should end about sometime tonight, tomorrow dry in the morning, but then more rain in the afternoon. Right now, Ellicott City has 48 degrees. Aberdeen has 52 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And once again, it is time for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon. As a public service for our friends in the food and beverage industry, it's time once again for Chuck's Food News.
Did you order the Code Red?
So there you have it. There you have it. One man is ranking every grocery store in the country on their rotisserie chicken.
Oh.
He is a... I had no idea, like, this is a gig. He is a internet social influencer.
Oh.
And what he does... His name is Johnny Nova. What he does is, when he goes to a new town, he'll pick out a grocery store that he hasn't been at yet, and he'll go try their rotisserie chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tells all the people, I guess, who he's influencing to eat rotisserie chicken, who has the best rotisserie chicken.
Okay.
And he's come up with his most recent list of the seven best. From number seven to number one, a couple of these other stores I don't recognize. Like, number seven was the Fairway Market. They're apparently a New York City-based marketplace. A Publix, Fresh Market came in at five, Sprouts number four, Wegmans number three of all the ones he's tried. The Jubilee Market, again, I'm not familiar with that particular set of markets. Mm-hmm. And Acme, the best rotisserie chicken.
Oh, Acme.
Yeah, so they have, which, I think there are Acme's around here.
Used to be.
Yeah, I know that they're Wegmans. I mean, I've had
Wegmans, their, Sprouts.
I've had their rotisserie chicken. I'll have to try the...
Yeah, we go to Sprouts.
Really?
They have good stuff.
Is it a good rotisserie chicken?
Everything's good there.
Are you salivating right now, Chuck?
They have real turkey sliced up in a little container that you can buy. You get some gravy and stuff like that. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Do they oversalt the turkey? One of the problems they have with a lot of meat you buy, even in a store deli, is you taste it. If you're at all salt sensitive, it's like, holy smokes, you're at a salt lick.
Yeah. This is cut right off the turkey breast itself. Little slices, just like you would at Thanksgiving.
We say chest, by the way, Chuck, just for purposes of broadcast.
Okay, thank
sure.
you.
Sure.
I don't want to get in any trouble.
Yeah, I know, really.
No more than I'm already involved in.
We live in trouble. Second story, the Buffalo Trace. They now have a new bourbon. I love good bourbon.
Yep.
This one, it seems to me, is out of my scope. The Double Eagle Very Rare. It's presented in a silver box and a crystal decanter. The decanter is gorgeous. As a big eagle, a silver eagle as the stopper on the top. It is aged twice as long as the standard Eagle Rare. So it's there in the oak bottle for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
April and May, a couple of different devastating weather events ripped through Kentucky. To support the victims, Buffalo Trace and its partners announced a fundraiser that'll offer up some of its rarest bottles. Winners can walk away with prices ranging from a full Pappy Van Winkle collection to a behind-the-scenes set visit to the new Yellowstone sequel. The fundraiser, in partnership with the online platform Block Bar, will donate 100% of the proceeds to Kentucky victims affected by severe weather in April and May.
That's very good.
That's good stuff. It's called Pour It Forward for Kentucky.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I do too.
I like to pour it forward right into a glass.
Exactly right. And the prices on this Double Eagle, I think the bidding starts at more than $100.
I don't doubt it. I was going to say $500.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if that's where it ends up or later. You know, a bottle of Double Eagle Rare.
Right.
Along with a handcrafted coffee table made from a former Double Eagle Very Rare bottle by Buffalo Trace Whiskey Woodcraft Team. That's some of what you have. You have several items from Chris and Morgan Staples' Outlaw State of Mind Charitable Fund. All expense paid trip for two to Fort Worth, Texas. Behind the scenes look at the 101 studio of Y Marshalls, which is the one of the upcoming Yellowstone spinoff series, this one featuring Lou Grimes. So there you go. If you want to spend stupid amounts of money for the best bourbon in the world, just let me know and I'll be over.
There you go. By the way, one of our listeners, Dan Cox, says there's an Acme Market in Easton, Maryland, and they still have the best chicken.
All right, then.
So there's an Acme.
All right. And finally, this. Again, I do not understand why she's getting as much media. Selena Gomez, who is a singer, she's now created the Oreo of your dreams, if you're Selena Gomez.
Oh.
And it tastes like horchata. I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. Now, per voice.
I had to look it up. Horchata is a combines chocolate and cinnamon flavored cream with a layer of sweet condensed milk cream swirled with cinnamon sugar. Oh. It's sandwiched between two chocolatey cinnamon cookies. And as the brand describes it, this creamy bite is, quote, deliciously dunkable.
Oh, dunkable.
Yeah, it's also limited and only available on shelves while supplies last. It's called the Oreo Selena Gomez.
Okay.
So, I mean, maybe she's got a thing for the kitchen, right?
I don't know.
That's story number three.
I could see her getting involved in an Oreo, but some other fashion.
I'm actually now actually very interested to head to the store and see if they happen to carry the Oreo Selena Gomez. I'd buy one. I'd buy one package. I'd share it with everybody.
Sure. Yeah. Why not? I might go look myself now that you said it.
Yeah. I mean, if it were Girl Scout cookies and it was a chocolate mints, I'm sorry, I'm not sharing those.
No.
But with this, I'd share.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the shortbread cookies myself.
Yeah, I know, but guys have limits on that stuff. You wait a year to buy the damn shortbread cookies. Yeah, I can say, oh, here, have some of my stash.
Or I can just go get some Lorna Doones.
Yes, exactly. All right, Jack, we'll check back. 651, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show, to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
And we're back down at the Harper Tunnels. It's raining. It's slow, but we're moving. Two lanes going south into the old Harper Tunnel. And delays right now stretching back way beyond the Eastern Avenue ramp. But let me just see if it's backed up to Pulaski Highway. It is now. So, okay. So now with the rain, Moravia Road, Pulaski Highway, Erdman Avenue, from there through the tunnel, 15-20 minute delay, maybe a little bit longer. 95 now is starting to fill in. I would say from just south of Moravia Road down around the curve at Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street. So again, we're right in that area of 20 to 25 minutes with the rain. It's just going to be aggravating all of these delays. So far, no major incidents. The big wreck is coming into Montgomery County and affecting traffic south of Frederick. Had a road blockage, had a vehicle fire southbound I-270 at Route 80. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Rain lasts through the afternoon. From a Fox 45 weather forecast, the widespread heavy at times. High only around 62 degrees. Rain should taper off in the evening tomorrow. The morning will be dry, but the afternoon a little bit funky again, with a little bit more rain coming. Excuse me. Dundalk 53 degrees, Bel Air 51 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I just checked because we had somebody say that it was not Mary Lou Retton who broke her ankle. No, it was a bad strain. She got, this is during the Olympics in 1986. What was it, Bella, her coach, Bella, I can't remember the guy's last name. Yeah, he carried her off the mat, as a matter of fact. And she went, managed her way, got through that in order to get a gold medal. So it was some other athlete, female athlete, Carrie Scruggs, who broke her ankle. And I forget which listener emailed it, and I do thank her for that. 410-WCBM680 is our telephone number. All right. This is kind of interesting. Pete Seat, talking about Harvard University. Now, Pete Seat is a former administration official during the, I think, during the second Bush administration. It's kind of hard to keep track of the rotating bodies. And talking about the travails Harvard's having right now, no tears.
I don't know a lot of people who are shedding a tear for Harvard tonight. They made their bed. They allowed anti-Semitism to run rampant on their campus. And it dates back to before the op-ed. It dates back to that viral moment where Congresswoman Elise Stefanik called out Harvard and the president couldn't answer a simple question and ended up losing her job over it.
Yeah, she did. Replaced by a new president who still has taken no action other than sue the administration because they don't want to give up the money train. I can't blame them, really. I mean, if I were getting billions of dollars, and that is what's happening right now, billions of dollars to Harvard, I wouldn't want to give up the money train either. It's a nice gig. You got to sit on a $53 billion endowment while spending somebody else's money when you have needs. Oh, but they're doing research. Fine. They do research. That's okay. Well, but you know what? A lot of really nice things were happening in Germany during the 1930s and 1940s. They were helping the world with rocket development. But, you know, there's also this guy Mengele there. So do we say, well, Mengele's research was so important? Or the rocket research was so important that we're going to excuse that? No, I think not. I think you say, we're not going to send money to institutions in any form whatsoever that endorse this kind of behavior or allow it. Or, as Alan Dershowitz said, or teach it. And two of the schools at Harvard University, they are teaching it. They teach anti-Semitism. That's outrageous. No public money should go to any institution that's teaching that crap. No money would go if it were anti-Asian, anti-Hispanic, anti-black, or anti-white for that matter. It wouldn't. So we get to pick out the Jews. The problem is, after the Jews, they get to pick out the Catholics. And after the Catholics, they get to pick out the Freemasons. And after that, they get to pick out the Methodists. They're going to save the Presbyterians till last because they bring nice covered dishes to the dinner. So, but that's about it. What a world. And this also from Mr. Beat.
Jewish students felt the need to hide their identity and reported being bullied and excluded on campus. They have every right to feel safe on campus.
And they do not feel safe on campus. That's Pete Seat. Jewish students, like all students, deserve to feel safe on campus. And when one group of individuals on campus decides they're going to make their bones by seeing if they can't hurt those individuals, it's time for correction and course. And that the time, I would argue, is well past. Well past. I've been using Tim Kyle Electric for a long time. They do great work. And now Tim Kyle has expanded into residential and commercial clients who are giving excellent dedication in the idea of heating and HVAC services. I have their annual service contract. It's good stuff. It's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and with what we're about to see, good air conditioning systems. Now, Tim Kyle Electric, Heating, and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and for your family. The weather has changed. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric, Heating, and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators for all your electrical and HVAC solutions. Telephone number is 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you'll find them online at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company. Coming up to begin the 7 o'clock hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Wow, wait until you hear what they have to say about global warming.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration has temporarily stopped accepting applications for student visas from people abroad. The move comes as the administration prepares to expand vetting of foreign students.
Wherever you are, we're going to be looking at you.
The State Department's Sammy Bruce says increased vetting seems to be oh so controversial.
But it shouldn't be, and every nation should take seriously and does who's coming in. So if you're going to be applying for a visa, follow the normal process, expect to be looked at, and we go on from there.
Trump administration moving to cut $100 million in federal contracts for Harvard University. President Trump threatening to withhold federal funding from California over a transgender athlete.
In a warning to California, the president said the state would lose federal funding if it doesn't adhere to his executive order banning biological males from girls and women's sports. Writing online, he cited a transgender high school track and field athlete in California who has qualified to compete in the state finals this week. The president called it a ridiculous situation that is demeaning to women and girls. He also noted that Governor Gavin Newsom himself has said it's wrong for transgender athletes to compete in girls' sports. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The latest SpaceX test flight of its Starship mega rocket was a partial success. First part of last evening's unmanned mission went according to plan, but then after about 30 minutes, the spacecraft ran into some trouble, becoming unstable and tumbling out of control. So back to the drawing board for SpaceX. Ukrainian President Zelensky visits Berlin today. He'll meet with the new German Chancellor Friedrich Merz. Talks come amid an escalation of Russia's bombing campaign, despite U.S.-led attempts at peace talks between Ukraine and Russia. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 7 points. NASDAQ futures 38 points higher. The S&P futures up 4 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single-line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Good morning. It's 7:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's an update on the wreck coming out of Frederick County and into Montgomery County. The accident now and the vehicle fire on the shoulder. They've reopened 270 southbound at Route 80, so still backed up, but on the move once again. With the rain, very heavy traffic here on the parkway through 197. The southbound side, not bad. Arundel Mills down to Route 32, but it's slower than usual every place today with the rain, and that's backing us up. Both the tunnels, pretty good delays right now. Coming south, 95 backed up to about Moravia Road. 895 is just about the same area at Moravia Road. So right now, with the rain and all that traffic, 20 to 25 minute delay southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A wet and cool start to your Wednesday morning. Temperatures in the 50s and rain showers for your morning commute. We'll keep that rain with us most of the afternoon, widespread and even heavy at times, with temps barely getting into the lower 60s, but drier conditions on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Stio, your home sold guaranteed. A man is hospitalized with life-threatening injuries after a sailboat explosion Tuesday morning in Shadyside. And Arundel County fire crews responded to a marina on Woods Wharf Road, found the victim aboard the boat, which was still afloat and tied to a pier. He was flown by helicopter to a burn center. Investigators say the blast was caused by an unknown gas source igniting inside the boat, and there's no environmental threat. Maryland's Attorney General Anthony Brown has joined another coalition of 20 AGs in supporting a challenge of President Trump's executive order that indefinitely suspends the entry of refugees and effectively dismantles the U.S. Refugee Assistance Program by terminating agreements and funding for resettlement agencies. Brown says refugees who live in Maryland don't just contribute to the economy. They're essential parts of the fabric of communities across the state. Brown and the other attorneys general believe the lower courts were correct in issuing preliminary injunctions against the president's order, and they're asking that the injunctions be upheld. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your home, you're in luck. We've got Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Stio, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, in studio. Vinny, you were just telling me that now's a great time for home sellers to take action. Why is that?
Hey, Sean, a few things. Home values are up an average of 7.1% year over year, which means sellers can take advantage of high prices in a low inventory market. So if getting the most money is important, keep in mind that our sellers get an average of 3.1% more when compared with other agents in our market. So on a $400,000 home, that would mean an additional $12,400 right in your pocket.
That's really important because every dollar counts when you're selling.
That's why we will guarantee upfront and in writing to get you at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay you the difference.
So if you're on the fence about calling Vinny, the choice should be easy now. Call or text him today at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnyStio.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Not a lot of comfort, though, for Oriole fans last night in a 7-4 loss to St. Louis. Birds hitting the one-third mark of the season. That's 54 games in. Time and time again, leaving runners on base. 1-for-14 with runners in scoring position, which manager Tony Mancelino credited to the St. Louis staff.
Well, their pitching was good tonight. I mean, you look at the Payante guy and kind of what his fastball was doing, and cutting it, sinking it. It had life. It was jumping. The big front arm. That was a tough at bat. And the guys battled. They did a good job. It's a heck of a bullpen as well.
Ryan O'Hearn with a three-run shot for Baltimore, hitting .571 in his last seven games. And on that note, the 54-game start for the Birds. They're on pace for only 57 wins this season. Elsewhere in baseball, out in L.A., Shohei was at it again.
Lifts the first pitch the other way. Kwan steps back onto the track. It is gone! Sky scraping drive the other way, and Ohtani's got his 20th.
Call courtesy of Sportsnet Live in L.A. Dodgers beat the Guardians 9-5. Ohtani on pace for 59 home runs this year. NBA Eastern Conference Final Game 5 goes to the Pacers, 130-121 over the Knickerbockers. Indiana leads the series 3-1. Coming up in 30 minutes, could DeAndre Hopkins be the missing piece? And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
That's us. Hour number two, The Morning Drive, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I'm Bruce Elliott. Sean has the week off. He'll be back probably exhausted on Monday because he's playing Grandpa all this week. Two little munchkins, ankle biters, rugrats, whatever affectionate term we can use. And they'll wear him out, almost for sure. Kind of looking forward to it, actually. Because, look, getting up at this hour, and he gets up even earlier than I do, it's not the easiest gig in the entire world for him. I mean, he's doing it a long time, so he got kind of used to it. He's used to feeling kind of tired all the time. It's not a big deal. It goes with the job. A lot of people feel tired all the time. We're not whining about it, just an observation. But when you add on to that grandpa duties 24/7, it can be a challenge. All right, to the content. Chris Wright, Democrat consultant, made this assertion the other day. We're supposed to still buy into the climate warming hoax. Now, here's the deal. I think there's climate warming going on. I think there's also in the past been climate cooling and other climate warming. Back in the, I think, 1600s, there were very active vineyards in the north of England. The climate had warmed then. And then it gets cold, and then it gets warm again. This is long before SUVs, long before coal plants, long before anything. So there's no appreciable or observable human impact on that. So yes, there's global warming and global cooling. One of the best theories, most sustainable theories that I read on this actually came from a scientist at MIT who said that global warming and cooling seems to coincide. He's drawing a correlation, a causation between sunspot activity and global warming, global cooling. He was able to track those time periods where sunspot activity, solar flares were very, very typical, and what the impact was on temperatures here on Earth. And there was a direct correlation. I can't remember exactly how it went, but it seems to me that as they went up and solar flares and so forth, our temperature would warm. And when they quieted down, our temperature would cool down a little bit within parameters. Within parameters. So the argument has been somehow that, no, maybe this is not all man-caused. But let's figure out exactly what it is, apply the science to that, and see if we can have any marginal impact or any impact on the margins, or if, frankly, what we're doing doesn't make a hill of beans. Look, there's more methane in cow flatulence than our culture puts into the air, beyond cow flatulence. There's more pollution put in our air by one volcano than by all of the coal-fired plants in this entire country. While we are cutting coal plants from this country, the Chinese are building one new coal-powered plant a week or something insane like this. They feel no compunction whatsoever about saying we're going to build them because we want to improve our economy. It's not just the Chinese. It is all countries, all third world countries all over the world. They're saying, what do you mean? We can't do this. You guys did this, and you became economically sustainable. You want us to not do it so we can stay down in the third tier? They don't see that as a reasonable thing to do. So those individuals in this country who call for the U.S. to basically unilaterally disarm, We're going to have to buy energy from other countries, which is what we've been doing. We're going to shut down all the coal-fired plants in the state of Maryland, which we have done. We're going to do all this stuff. It's going to not make a hill of beans difference in what the global warming or global cooling is doing. And that's been the argument all along. You'll hear from Chris Wright in his analysis of this, and then Jordan Peterson right after that, who weighs in a very contrarian point of view. That's coming up on The Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now it's 713. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new problem and a delay if you're coming up I-97 out of Millersville. The accident, can't quite see it because the camera's not showing it, but it's just northbound on I-97 right around the bridge at Route 100. I look back at the camera at New Cut Road. It's already backed up to there. So the heads up would be anybody now north from Benfield Boulevard coming up to the accident scene. And with the rain, it's a pretty good size backup right now on the northbound side. Just looking, came back down to the old Harbor Tunnel again. Right now, it's not backed up to Moravia Road, and it's really not backed up at Pulaski Highway, but it is backed up beginning at the Erdman Avenue ramp. So we went from 25 minutes probably to about 20 minutes now for the traffic southbound, and 95 is stop and go with the rain back towards Moravia Road. Beltway, yeah, you know it. It's going to be slow. Parkville side, interloop through Greenspring, and the west side early this morning was already backed up, and it's solid from 795 going south. Eventually down towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rain lasting through the morning and into the afternoon. Widespread, heavy at times. High only reaches around 62, 63 degrees. Rain should taper off this evening. Tomorrow a.m. dry and some storms coming back in the afternoon. Right now, Dundalk has 52 degrees. Bel Air has 51. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And Tom, once again, for a mega, mega movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Well, this is the latest outrage from the political left. Donald Trump gave a wonderful speech at West Point during Memorial Day. And now the criticism is he was doing it wearing a MAGA hat. How dare he wear campaign merchandise while giving a Memorial Day speech on hallowed ground? This was a scandal that lasted for about 5 or 6 hours because they found they had no traction whatsoever because the guy's always wearing that hat. I mean, that wouldn't be at all surprised. He sits down with Putin and Zelensky eventually. He's going to be wearing the hat. The question is, what hat will they be wearing? Maybe because if they also wear the hat, we know we have a good deal coming up. If they're wearing a blue hat, maybe not. One may be blue, maybe yellow. Who knows? But that is the latest outrage from the political left that Donald Trump wore a hat while giving a speech. Once upon a time, gentlemen, you would always wear a hat outside. I don't recall those days, but I am so told by my elders. Sean and Gary Stein both informed me of this. They always wear a hat. I have a friend who went bald in his 20s. He's been wearing a hat every damn day for the rest of his life. He's comfortable in it. It's his hair, his head. I don't care. I figure sooner or later I'm going to lose a lot of mine. I'm just going to let it go. I mean, it's part of the natural aging process. And oddly, from what I hear, there are some women who think it's very attractive. I'm working on convincing my wife of that, by the way. And that is your mega, mega movement update.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, here is Chris Wright talking about the impact we're having on global warming and how dare we not do everything the left wants us to do to be a green nation.
The Trump administration will end the Biden administration's irrational, quasi-religious policies on climate change that imposed endless sacrifices on our citizens. The Trump administration will treat climate change for what it is, a global physical phenomenon that is a side effect of building the modern world.
Yeah, it's that straightforward. It's that simple. Jordan Peterson says, can we be clear about something, folks? We have no idea, truly, we have no idea exactly what is causing global warming or global cooling. Now they're not calling it either. They call it climate change. We don't know. But we're told we must act in a particular fashion because we don't know.
We have no idea what the impact is from. We don't know where the carbon dioxide is from. We can't measure the warming of the oceans. We have terrible temperature records going back 100 years. Almost all the terrestrial temperature detection sites were first put outside urban areas. Then you have to correct for the movement of the urban areas, and then you introduce an error parameter that's larger than the purported increase in temperature that you're planning to measure. This isn't data. This is guess.
It's not data. It is guess. And Peterson then put the final nail in the coffin.
The alternative to that is to stop having global-level elites plot out a utopian future. And if this wasn't immediately impacting the poor in a devastating manner, I wouldn't care about it that much, but it is.
Yeah, it is. It is indeed. I will find the name of the scientist at MIT who posited on the interaction between solar flares and solar activity and climate change or global warming or global cooling in the next handful of minutes, and I'll post it on Bruce's Brain on Facebook so that you can see exactly what some of the other science says is actually going on. Because, look, it's a big topic. I understand that. For people on the left, it is part of the green religion. I mean, we've pretty much cast aside the traditional religions of this country or of others in order to introduce a new green religion where you basically worship Gaia, you worship the sun, you worship the winds, you worship something that we can't screw with. So we all have to take retrograde action. The extension of their proposition, by the way, is we need fewer people on the planet. So you see these organizations like Zero Population Growth, ZPG, they're out there saying have fewer babies. Well, of course, there are nations who aren't paying attention to that. They're having lots of babies. And there are nations that are paying attention to that. They're having fewer babies. Guess what's happening geopolitically? Demographics is destiny. Those nations with a big, big, big population will end up dominating those nations with little populations. It is as sure as the sun rises in the morning and sets in the evening. No doubt about it. So you get to decide. Do we go green, or do we wait until actually it's not a guess, until it's science? 720 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Man, awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them anytime of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Belair Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Please, Lawrence, who listen?
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just taken a peek. I can't find the name of the professor yet. There's a big piece on MIT. However, there's a consortium of some 20 to 30 scientists around the globe, some in Australia, some elsewhere, that are confirming what he had to say. What he had to say was 10 years ago, is that we should be paying more attention to non-man-made causes of global warming, global cooling, in other words, climate change, than we're paying attention to the role of car exhaust. And by the way, oh, let's all go green. Let's drive batteries. Yeah, any idea what the damage to the environment is for these things? Look, they may have their use, but you got to strip the earth for rare earth minerals. If you have a car accident, they don't call a tow truck; they call a hazmat team, because the stuff in these massive batteries, it'll eat your skin off, man. And they have to. I mean, it's a process. And then, of course, you always have the loons who want to scratch up your car. 723, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Raining in Annapolis, raining everywhere. So with this heavy traffic, we're slowing westbound right at the Severn River Bridge. But the good news is, I guess, with the rain, we're going so slow, we haven't had any major wrecks. So that's good. The pace is slow, but steady, and you're going to be backed up just a little bit now as you're crossing the Severn River Bridge. Nothing at the Bay Bridge. All the lanes are open, both directions. And again, a little bit slower pace, just taking it easy. Morning backup now has arrived, going towards Annapolis, I-97 southbound at the merge at Route 32. And now that's beginning to back up for the traffic coming south from Benfield Boulevard. I-97 northbound, that wreck is now on the shoulder, but still creating a backup. The wreck near Route 100. On I-97, we had delays that went back towards the bridge at New Cut Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive. Rain through the afternoon, widespread, heavy at times. High only reaching about 62 degrees. Rain should then taper off by the evening. Tomorrow morning, dry. But then the rain returns tomorrow afternoon. Right now, Dundalk has 54 degrees. Hunt Valley has 53. Rain, both locations. And that's going to be pretty much a constant for the next handful of hours. 725 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Remember the Biden initiative, the cancer initiative? Joe Biden introduced this with much fanfare, how he was going to kill off cancer and within our decade. Is Joe going to do it personally? Is all going to take care of it all personally? Well, I saw an interesting story. I thought I'd pass it along to you because it's worth understanding exactly how this stuff works or doesn't work. The Biden Cancer Initiative was in existence for like 2.5 years, 3 years. They pulled in around $4.8 million in contributions to their charitable organization in order to fund research for scientists who wanted really very sincerely to find the cause and find the results of what can you do to fix cancer. A lot of cancer research is currently being done by other organizations, particularly led, I think, American Cancer Society is the leading funder of cancer research in the entire country, but others are doing it as well. And what I found was this. $4.8 million raised. Here's where the money went.
$3 million was spent on payroll, including salaries, benefits, and payroll taxes. The remaining $1.8 million went toward operational expenses like travel, $500,000, conferences, $400,000, and other costs. No direct grants were allocated to cancer research during its existence.
Not a one. They raised $4.8 million, and not a single dollar actually went to cancer research. However, the executive director made annually, I think it's $462,000 annually for those 2 years. The president made $469,000 in the first year and like $250,000 in the second year. So that's what happens when a politician decides he's going to showboat and say, we can do it better than the private sector. They raised $4.8 million that they then wasted on conferences at really nice hotels. This is like the Democrats right now. They're trying to figure out how to talk to men. So what are they doing? To talk to the working man? They're meeting in luxury hotels. You hear the disconnect there? So what these people for the Biden Cancer Initiative did was they got the $4.8 million. They almost spent $2 million of it on conferences. Just, I'll get to there and chat. You know where? They don't put those conferences in Des Moines in the middle of winter. You can plan on that. They spend it on travel. Hey, you know, we have to pay for travel to Cancun for that conference. Just an amazing amount of feather bedding went on. It's disgusting to see what they did. It truly is. But it is, after all, Joe Biden. What else would you expect? Joey is in Parkville. He's up next on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, Joey. Joey. I hear the phone there, but I don't hear Joey there. All right, Joey, give us a call back if you can. Either you dropped out of the cell or just couldn't hang on. Please, our telephone number is 410-WCBM-680. Toll-free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. You can always text us here in studio by simply downloading the WCBM mobile app. It's free and it's fast. You can email us to themorningdrive@WCBM.com. 729 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up in the next half hour, Debbie Wasserman Schultz rather takes umbrage. Here's what happened. I think it was the New York Times. I'll get the confirmation on this. New York Times went on and asked their readers. This is an interesting thing. Characterize what animal in the animal kingdom would you think of when you think of the two major political parties? You know, it's an interesting way to kind of get a finger on your pulse. Instead of saying, name... which party you like on this or that, you just want to figure out how people are seeing the two parties. It's interesting to ask in a different kind of fashion. I found this is fascinating. Some of the results were very surprising as to how people saw the Democrat Party and how they saw the Republican Party. And they gave the results to, I think, again, it was the New York Times. New York Times published it. And then various politicians of both stripes have been asked, well, how do you think about this characterization? Debbie Wasserman Schultz, I don't know, I keep calling her Schultz. Debbie Wasserman Schultz took umbrage at this. She was offended. There's a way of dealing with this. You deal with it with a slight sense of humor, which apparently she's missing. It got genetically removed as soon as she was born. You can't have a sense of humor about this. You can't smile a little bit and say, well, we don't think it's quite accurate, but chuckle, chuckle. No, instead, she got her panties in a knot, as it were. You'll hear her coming up right now at 7:30 on WCBM. Once again, news, Julie Ryder.
Good morning. Maryland could be facing billions of dollars in Key Bridge lawsuits. Washington Post says more than 20 entities have filed notice of their intent to sue the state for its alleged failure to prevent the March 2024 collapse. Six construction workers died when a cargo ship struck the bridge and sent it crashing into the Patapsco River. Two survivors and the families of the men who died are among those planning to sue, along with residents and businesses impacted by the Port of Baltimore's closure. The lawsuits cite an NTSB report that claimed Maryland did not conduct a critical risk assessment for the bridge that could have identified its vulnerability to a major ship strike. Attorneys for teenage murder suspect Jalen Prince will be calling witnesses to the stand today after a judge denied a request for acquittal on Tuesday. 16-year-old Jalen Prince is being tried as an adult for the September 2024 murder of 15-year-old Warren Grant at Joppatown High School. The shooting allegedly stemmed from an argument about a girl. Attorneys for Prince indicated during opening statements that he would be testifying in his own defense. The Maryland State Police Aviation Command rescued an injured hiker and a kayaker in Garrett and Frederick counties over the Memorial Day weekend. On Sunday evening, a hiker fell from Wolf Rock at Catoctin State Park, and a state police helicopter based at Joint Base Andrews was called to carry out an aerial hoist rescue. That victim was taken to shock trauma. On Monday afternoon, rescue personnel in Garrett County were called to a remote location on the Youghiogheny River for an injured kayaker. Due to the remote terrain, a state police helicopter based in Cumberland was called to rescue that kayaker. The victim taken to a hospital in West Virginia. Coming up, we take a check of traffic and plus the exclusive Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and nice weather has finally arrived. That means it's time for flip-flops, sandals, and sneakers. But for some people, it's the season for painful feet. To avoid foot pain, we recommend the right arch supports in your shoes. This is where the Good Feet Store comes in. Don't cut corners with your feet this summer or during any season. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
After I decided my pain was too much, and my doctor actually suggested that I do visit the Good Feet Store. Pretty amazing when they put the arch supports in your shoe and you realize there's not pain, and you think, how can this arch support in my shoe make my back pain go away? But it works. It was incredible.
The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today. Or just stop by.
Last night's lottery numbers, pick 3 was 311 and the pick 4, 9920. Now, traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, it's loosened up a little bit now north of Millersville. That wreck is on the shoulder. Saw the accident at northbound on 97 at Route 100. So the lanes are open. It's beginning to loosen up. If you're going south out of Millersville, down through Benfield, down towards I-97, that backup is normal, compounded with the rain. Most areas on the Beltway reacting to the weather very slow here on the outer loop at 795, the inner loop through Pikesville, the northeast corner. Delays begin even before Bel Air Road all the way around to Providence Road. JFX, I just looked at you there. Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. With the rain, the pace is slow, but it's steady, and it looks like we're okay after Northern Parkway, but watch your speed towards the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A wet and cool start to your Wednesday morning. Temperatures in the 50s and rain showers for your morning commute. We'll keep that rain with us most of the afternoon, widespread and even heavy at times, with temps barely getting into the lower 60s, but drier conditions on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Get to Dashin' and treat your taste buds to their brand new mouth-watering parfait. They're talking creamy, low-fat Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dashin'.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The Cardinals may have stopped the Birds' 3-game winning streak last night, but no one is stopping Ryan O'Hearn.
Second and third, but there are two outs. O'Hearn to the gap in right center field. Backing up is Scott. He's at Rome, and that baby's gone. What can he do? Ryan O'Hearn gives the Orioles the lead.
Brett Hollander with the call on Masson. O'Hearn's ninth of the year gave the Birds that 4-3 lead, but the Redbirds would score three off Brian Baker in the eighth to prevail. 7-4 was the final. Rubber game of the series is scheduled tonight for 6:35, but so is rain. 65% chance downtown at game time. Ravens hit the practice field in Owings Mills for the second day today. The rookie class alongside the veterans, first chance to get an on-field look at perhaps the most important free agent signed by Baltimore in quite a while. Talking about wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, whose special skill could be the missing piece in a Super Bowl run.
I've never been a 4-3 or 4-4 guy, but I'm able to make plays on the ball and get open and contested catches. You know, I feel like that's been something that, I've been able to excel in.
Not since Anquan Boldin in the Super Bowl season of 2012 have the Ravens had a receiver like that. New Maryland Athletic Director James Smith with a tall task in front of him, outlining that in his initial press conference last week in College Park.
We're going to focus on revenue because, make no mistake about it, to compete with the caliber of schools, not just in the Big Ten, but across the country, we must increase our revenues.
So, how bad is it? Well, it's pretty bad in College Park in both 2022 and 23 and 23-24, the last 2 years available. Maryland's athletic department revenues were ranked last in the Big Ten. CFG Bank Arena will be the site tonight of the WNBA's first game ever played in Baltimore. It was to be a chance to watch watch the Mystics play Caitlin Clark in the Indiana Fever, but Clark now out for 2 weeks with a quad strain. But still, how will Baltimore respond to this game tonight, and could our city be a potential destination point for a WNBA expansion team? The time now is 7:37 when we return on this date in baseball history.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
A pleasant memory from Orioles baseball past 47 years ago today, May 28th, 1978. Future Hall of Famer Jim Palmer records the 200th victory of his career. Using his trademark curve and fastball, the Orioles vet shuts out the Cleveland Indians 3-0. Notice I said Indians, by the way. Palmer, of course, will finish his career with 68 more wins. That'd be 268. Get elected into the Hall of Fame in 1990. And I can almost guarantee you, Bruce and Julie, that if you ask Jim Palmer about that game today, he would remember chapter and verse of that game, the pitches, the batters, the situations, the field conditions, everything.
One of the things that always amazed me about watching Palmer pitch was the way, I mean, the 30-second roller killed him. That he took time to position his outfielders, to position his infielders against individual batters. I mean, he would turn and he'd look at the center fielder and, you know, a gesture, you know, 15 feet to this side or to the left fielder and go 4 feet the other way. And it was very effective because he was positioning where he thought the guy was going to hit. And by and large, that's exactly what happened.
You know, the other great thing about Palmer was that he really wasn't a strikeout pitcher. He was a crafty pitcher.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a good fastball, don't get me wrong, but he mixed his pitches and he was very strategic and calculating, etc. By the way, talking about positioning your infielders and outfielders, quick story, and I'll try to find it online. I saw it on Reels on Facebook. The story that Ben McDonald told Ryan Ripken, that's the son of Cal Ripken, who has a podcast, when Ben McDonald was a rookie and Chris Hoyles was also a rookie catcher for the Orioles, they had a lot of trouble like figuring out what pitches to call, etc. Cal Ripken had a meeting with them one day and said, "Don't you guys worry, I'll call the pitches." And Cal Ripken, for that entire season, communicated with Chris Hoyles to call the pitches for Ben McDonald on the mound that year. The shortstop called the pitches. I have some audio of it. I'll find it. I may not find it today, but I'll find that audio for you.
That's fascinating. It really is. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. Talk to you again, top of the hour. 410-WCBM 680 is our telephone number if you want to join the conversation. We are the Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, there is this article out comparing the two political parties. I'm pretty sure the article was in the New York Times. And it came up with various adjectives, various animals that they wanted the people to represent. You know, some people say, well, the Republicans, they're like a lion. But then the characterization of the Democrats weren't as complimentary. They're more like a tortoise, you know, or they're like a sloth. They would choose an animal rather than saying they're out of touch or whatever. It was an animal characterization. A reported talk with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who is congressperson down in Florida, about this. The woman has no sense of humor. None whatsoever. It was surgically removed before she left the ICU when she was a child. I mean, it was gone. Here's how she responded.
I'm not focused on the animals that some New York Times reporter compares the political parties to. My constituents are human beings. And the human beings that I represent are facing devastating health care cuts, the most significant health care cuts that have been ever handed down by any administration. I'm focused on the humans I represent, not, you know, animal comparisons.
Yeah.
I know that the people that I represent want me fighting for the humans, the families that I represent.
Yeah, I know. No sense of humor. She could take what was probably an article you could have some fun with. Instead, it's going to become a political punching bag for her. How dare they do this? I mean, how dare they actually intimate that somehow I should be caring about animals? How dare they? Well, we had the opportunity actually to grab a little bit of audio at a town hall meeting that she held. like the following day, following this thing. It's kind of fascinating. So initially, here's some of her voters, Democrats primarily, who were there discussing the various issues with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Yeah, which I think is pretty incisive to characterize it. We're more like a loon, is what they were saying in essence at the end there. But of course, there were one or two Republicans at that town hall meeting as well, Julie, and I think that's important to recognize that they were there. So I'm very glad that she does have those town hall meetings where she can focus on actually making sure that she's talking with the people in her community, because they take this very seriously as well. Or as that one Democrat was saying, oh, oh. I'm sorry. Sometimes people just deserve to be made fun of. And she's really high on my list. Whenever she talks, it's like, wow. Okay, Brillo Head, what else do you have to say? 743 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic weather on the threes. Hey, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Our telephone number is 410-WCBM 680. If you'd like to be today's contestant, again, 410-WCBM 680. And here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Severny's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, the new wreck, Howard County, eastbound Route 32, approaching the bridge at I-95. Pretty good backup there, maybe backup, almost back to Route 29, so with the rain just adding to that delay, and then the accident scene apparently blocking at least one lane. Couple of new wrecks in the city, both minor but busy areas, the Alameda at 31st Street, that's not too far from Clifton Park, Northern Parkway at Pimlico, that's near the track. There's a new wreck also in Baltimore County at Paring Parkway at Putty Hill. And let me see what this one is. Bradshaw Road at Bel Air Road. So that traffic coming down through Kingsville. So we're getting these minor wrecks that are coming in now, kind of scattered around. Nothing major. We're going so slow on the interstates that we're not getting the big wrecks. Both the tunnels are backed up with the rain as you're coming south from Urban Avenue, Pulaski Highway on 895. 95 has been slow into the Fort McHenry Tunnel coming south from Moravia Road. All the morning delays are down towards Annapolis, of course, in that area at I-97 and Route 32. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle. Let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready by checking your tires, your belt, your hoses, your coolant, and more. Stop in today. See Bernie at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Rain lasts through the morning and into the afternoon. Widespread heavy at times. High only around 62 degrees. Rain should taper off in the evening. Tomorrow in the morning, dry. Afternoon storms. Ellicott City right now, 48 degrees. Hunt Valley, 53. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And yes, once again, it is time for us to see if we can't stop you. Time for Choose Your Fake News. It's a great prize today, as it has been for the last several days. We can one of these pairs of tickets away, and I'm bound to determine to do it again. So let's make this happen. It's a unforgettable evening. The O'Dwyer Wine Night is coming up Friday, June 6th, 6:30 p.m. Sip, swirl, and savor your way through an elegant line of fine wines, delicious hors d'oeuvres, great company. It's all at Hayfields, which is just gorgeous, by the way.
Yes,
tickets are
nice.
Yeah, $125.
Don't slurp.
Not at Hayfields.
Oh, wow. They'll throw your ass out.
They have the social director there, and she's going to say, I'm sorry, you're not Hayfields kind of people. So tickets are $125 per. They include tastings, food, access to first-class wine, all to support the O'Dwyer Retreat Center. So in other words, it's $250 worth of prizes here.
Yeah, that's cool.
This is excellent. It's coming up a week from Friday, Friday the 6th of June, coming up around the corner on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And we do have a contestant. Michael is up in New Freedom, PA. Michael, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being with us. You would like to go first, second, third, fourth, last, 17th, whichever.
I'll go last.
You'll go last. Last it is. All right, here are your three questions, folks. Michael, you know how this works, right? I'm going to give you three stories, one of which is fake news, and you just have to determine which of them is fake news. So here we go. The first, a man from Abergavenny. He claims that Bob Dylan, in addition to being a fine singer, is actually a high-ranking sorcerer. Yes, who would have thought? Explained semi-professional paranormal investigator John Turnip. Bob Dylan is actually an enhancer masquerading as a musician. Can't say I've ever been a fan, but he does seem to have a hypnotic effect on people, so it kind of makes sense when you consider that most wizards and necromancers I've been familiar with will have the same irresistible silver tongue and elusive charm as old Mr. Tambourine Man. Story number one, Bob Dylan is actually a sorcerer. Look, I figure anybody who can sing Lay, Lady, Lay about a guy who hasn't showered getting into bed with a beautiful woman and she goes for it, there might be something there. Just saying.
If the price is right, you can do whatever.
Exactly right. Story number two. Five British pole dancers have been detained by Paris police after they decided to set up portable poles and dance in front of Michelangelo's David. Okay? They were up there taking pictures, dancing in front of David while the crowds gawked. As a note, David was not moved. I'm just passing that
stone on. Cold.
Stone cold. And story number three, the Obama's former summer home in Massachusetts has now hit the market. They didn't own this home. They just were there for a while. Price of the house is $39 million. $39 million. Mm-hmm. 30-acre property on Martha's Vineyard, which is not a big... That's a lot of property at Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, well, that's half the place.
Yes. The owner since 2011 has been Sir Norman Foster, who's actually the guy who designed the pool house for that facility.
Not me.
Yeah. Median price of a single-family home was $1.7 million on homes that have sold in the last 12 months in Martha's Vineyard. They're asking $39 million for this house. You do after we get a little extra space. It's a 7,000 square foot main house, wraparound porch. Mm-hmm. Guest house has five bedrooms. A staff housing, 150-year-old barn that was relocated from Pennsylvania, sizable waterfront boathouse, tennis court, equestrian riding rings. Yeah, your typical summer getaway.
What's the mortgage payment with 20% down?
Just more than I'll make in my lifetime would be the answer.
That's right.
So here are your choices. The Abergavenny man says that Bob Dylan is actually a high-ranking sorcerer. British pole dancers aren't able to move. David, stone-faced completely. And stone-faced everything else, apparently, too. And story number three, Obama's former summer house in Massachusetts hit the market for $39 million. Let's begin, if you're good, with Kristen.
I think I'm going to say number two, because there's usually some sort of security to getting into those kind of museums, and I don't know how you would sneak past giant poles, so I will say two.
Yeah, their pole is not Polish, which may be part of the answer. Giant Polish people would be very hard to sneak by. We'll go to you next, Mackie. Sorry. I couldn't help myself. Story number
Julie.
One.
I'm going to go with number two for a different reason. I don't know if the Brits do pole dancing. Now, if it said five American pole dancers, I'd say...
Oh, probably, yeah.
True.
Yeah,
so I'm going to go with number two as fake news.
Chuck.
Yeah, I'll go with that too, please.
Oh, okay. And finally, we have you, Michael. Are you making it unanimous?
Yep, number two as well.
Number two as well. All right, we'll go first to story number one. Yes, this guy from Abergavenny does believe that Bob Dylan is a high-ranking sorcerer. That is a true story for what it means. Obama's former summer home in Massachusetts, yes, another true story, going on sale for $39 million. So congratulations, Michael. You pick up a couple of tickets to this marvelous wine thing coming up a week from Friday. Five British pole dancers, they did not dance in front of Michelangelo's David. They actually danced on the Isle of Corfu in front of historic Greek landmarks there. Oh. And there's video. And as you expect, as you noted, Julie, one would not think the British are big on pole dancing. There's a reason for that, as I can show you in some of the pieces of evidence I have here in front of me.
Okay.
And believe me, folks, I'm doing you a favor by having this not being held up in front of a camera right now. Michael, hang on. We'll get your information from Mick. Congratulations to you, buddy, all right? 410-WCBM-680. Chuck, we'll check back in a couple.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
753, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Baltimore City Fire just heading out to report of a wreck on 895, and it looks like it may be around the area of the Erdman Avenue ramp. Just getting some information right now. Actually, the marker they gave was at the Eastern Avenue Bridge. That would be the 12-mile marker. So anybody coming south right now, just waiting to see exactly where it is. Okay, here's a vehicle stopped at O'Donnell Street. And let me go back down here towards Boston Street. Yeah, it's got to be right around O'Donnell Street, Eastern Avenue, south of there. Traffic is getting by, but it's very light. So it's up in the area of the O'Donnell Street ramp. And now a medic unit is also going to be arriving there. It's even affecting the ramp from O'Donnell Street to go south. So there's going to be a big problem here on 895. And you know what that means? Everybody then gets the word back in Rosedale, and they go over to 95. So here we go again, folks. Here we go again. Southbound I-97. You're backed up now at Route 32. There's a report after that. There's an accident before the bridge at 178 Howard County. The wreck was creating problems. Eastbound Route 32 at the bridge at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're looking at the rain lasting through the afternoon today. Widespread, heavy at times. It's raining pretty much everywhere right now. Highs only going to be around 62 degrees. Rain should taper off by the evening. Tomorrow morning, dry. Afternoon storms. Right now, Bel Air has 51 degrees. Ellicott City also 51. On Talk Radio 680 WCB. And we are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean is off this week, and we're delighted to have you here with us. As always, we crank it up at 6 o'clock in the morning, go straight through to 9 o'clock in the morning, and then, of course, Kim Klasick Live happens from 9 till noon right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Earlier we played a little bit of Debbie Wasserman Schultz for you. It's good to note that actually there are those in the Democrat Party who are concerned about the direction in which the party is going. And they're trying to figure out what they're doing wrong. And one of the analyses, look, they have this new project. It's called SAM. I forget what the SAM stands for. But basically, it's how do we talk to adult guys? Well, so apparently they think it's all messaging. They think they have a winning message, but somehow they're just not using words that men understand. Wow, is that condescension or what? Anything more than two syllables, I'm sorry, you people on the left, you lose us, because we guys are too slow to understand multi-syllable words. It's just beyond our scope. Chuck Schumer is one of the old guard. He's also, though, aware that there are problems inside the Democrat Party. There are problems actually communicating with male voters. And he had one of his aides point that out to him recently.
The people are revolting.
You said it. They stink on ice.
They are my people. I love them. Go! Drifting to the left.
I think that's pretty much how it went. At any rate, you do have this issue. We'll get into it more in the next half hour here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. But, Chuck Schumer and the rest of the Democrats are doing a lot of navel-gazing. And they're focused on the messaging. What words should we be using to convey our winning message? They're convinced they have a winning message, despite the results of November's election. They're convinced that in 2 years, in the off-year elections, they're going to rebound, and this one-time aberration away from the winning message of the Democrats will resolve itself, and the Democrats will win huge in the House and the Senate, and Donald Trump, that illegitimate president in their view, will somehow be removed from effectiveness in the office. And it would be if you had a Democrat House, Democrat Senate. It changes the dynamic rather significantly on getting the rest of the Trump agenda through, which, of course, I would argue is much of America's amendment. So that's the intent of the Democrats. But we have a number of Democrats weighing in on this, from Van Jones through, I believe his name is Raja Krishnamanthru, if I'm pronouncing the name correctly, who is a congressperson. He's currently running for governor, I think, out in Illinois. And I'm practicing some of the name during the news. And we have that coming up for you. Also, the story that will not end. To a degree, I say that's perfectly fine. The story is now the president of South Africa has spoken again. He would do far better for himself if he were to make the alternate decision and not speak. We'll get into that story. You'll hear the outrageous thing he had to say to a bunch of reporters yesterday. That's coming up on the Morning Drive. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. I told you this. I told you it's time for you to talk with them about getting yourself comfortable this summer. One way to make yourself stronger this summer is to make sure you check out the Memorial Day sale at Rescue Natural Supplements. It's going on right now. Prices rising across the country. Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, or buy three bottles, get two free Memorial deals. Stock up on your favorites, save with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. And now, whether you're in need of 1250 omega-3s, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. Speak with a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, 2010 rollback prices. Memorial deal sales are going on now through the end of the month. Go shop res-q.com. That's res-q.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration has temporarily stopped accepting applications for student visas from people abroad. The move comes as the administration prepares to expand vetting of foreign students.
Wherever you are, we're going to be looking at you.
The State Department's Sammy Bruce says increased vetting seems to be oh so controversial.
But it shouldn't be, and every nation should take seriously and does who's coming in. So if you're going to be applying for a visa, follow the normal process, expect to be looked at, and we go on from there.
Trump administration moving to cut $100 million in federal contracts for Harvard University. President Trump threatening to withhold federal funding from California over a transgender athlete.
In a warning to California, the president said the state would lose federal funding if it doesn't adhere to his executive order banning biological males from girls and women's sports. Writing online, he cited a transgender high school track and field athlete in California who has qualified to compete in the state finals this week. The president called it a ridiculous situation that is demeaning to women and girls. He also noted that Governor Gavin Newsom himself has said it's wrong for transgender athletes to compete in girls' sports. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The latest SpaceX test flight of its Starship mega rocket was a partial success. First part of last evening's unmanned mission went according to plan, but then after about 30 minutes, the spacecraft ran into some trouble, becoming unstable and tumbling out of control. So back to the drawing board for SpaceX. Ukrainian President Zelensky visits Berlin today. He'll meet with the new German Chancellor Friedrich Merz. Talks come amid an escalation of Russia's bombing campaign, despite U.S.-led attempts at peace talks between Ukraine and Russia. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 7 points. NASDAQ futures 38 points higher. The S&P futures up 4 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single-line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Good morning. It's 8:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so we got a little better look on this wreck, 895 southbound on the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. It's right at O'Donnell Street. One vehicle is off to the side, but a medic unit has pulled up. The fire department was there. They're blocking the right lane. Very quickly now, we back up back beyond Pulaski Highway. Pretty soon, it's going to be back to Moravia Road again. And as I said, eventually the word gets out. 95 now coming south around that, heading to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, is now stacked up from right around the city-county line through Moravia Road. So another big delay now because of a wreck at one of the harbor tunnels. Last check right here on 895. It looks like we're still just a single lane for the traffic through there. I'm just bringing the camera back up now. Yeah, just a single lane to the left at the accident scene. The medic unit and the police cars are blocking the right lane on 895 south. Late accident was southbound I-97 after Route 32. The wreck in Howard County, eastbound Route 32 at the bridge at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A wet and cool start to your Wednesday morning. Temperatures in the 50s and rain showers for your morning commute. We'll keep that rain with us most of the afternoon. Widespread and even heavy at times, with temps barely getting into the lower 60s, but drier conditions on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Stio, your home sold guaranteed. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott has announced two major reforms that aim to make city government more transparent, responsive, and effective. The CityStat Performance and Accountability Program has been refreshed with the key improvements, including stronger alignment with budget priorities, posting public memos and materials online for greater transparency, and cross-agency participation to accelerate problem-solving. The mayor says 311 Reimagined is an improved service request system that makes it easier for residents to report problems, get updates, and track requests. He says the CityStat and 311 improvements will help the city to deliver top-notch services to residents more efficiently. Members of Teachers Association of Baltimore County are calling for the full pay raise that was agreed upon last year. TABCO says Baltimore County Public Schools is only offering a fraction of the 5% raise that members were promised. According to a local news outlet, the original agreement included the 5% pay increase, but after federal and state funding cuts, Baltimore County Public Schools initially dropped that to 1.5%. The union says promises made should be promises kept. Negotiations are ongoing. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
For years now, I've been telling you about my friend and trusted realtor, Vinny Steele, broker owner with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Friends, Vinny is the absolute best. But hey, don't take my word for it. I'm here with Elaine, an actual client. Elaine, tell us about your experience with Vinny Steele.
Okay, Sean, thank you. Well, Vinny Steele and his team really helped my husband and I transform our lives. By that, I mean we not only had to sell our existing home, but we had to find the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood. This wasn't our first rodeo buying and selling a home. We knew it can be a very stressful time, but Vinny and his team listened to our needs and worked their magic. Our dream of the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood has come true. Thanks to Vinny Steele.
Take it from Elaine. When you're ready to sell your home, call Vinny Steele like Elaine did at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Brian Baker was touched up for three runs in a tie-breaking eighth inning last night as the Cardinals snapped at Baltimore's three-game winning streak. 7-4 was the final. Post-game comments from manager Tony Mancelino on Brian Baker.
You know, we've really relied on him heavily here recently, and he has been so good. And, you know, when we put him out there, we know we're asking a lot. But we're asking a lot of that whole group right now.
Had allowed just one run in his previous nine appearances. At the one-third mark of the season, that's 54 games in, the Birds are on pace for just 57 wins this year. As OTAs continue in Owings Mills today, the Ravens' defensive backfield is beginning to take shape. Big question is, can Nate Wiggins step up and be that guy on the outside corner, allowing Marlon Humphrey to move inside full-time? Head coach John Harbaugh would love to see it.
He's a game-changer in there. Nobody plays like Marlon. There's no nickel who plays the way Marlon plays in the slot. He can play outside with the best of them, but I don't think there's anybody like Marlon in the slot.
OTAs continue throughout the week. And finally, the name Blake is familiar to Maryland basketball fans, as in Stevie Blake, the Terps' all-time assist leader and point guard on the national championship team. Well, now comes word his son, three-point specialist Nick Blake, has committed to the Terps and head coach Buzz Williams. Coming up in 30 minutes, the year that Cal Jr. called the pitches. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family-owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio
680 WCBM. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three of The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Sean is off this morning. He'll be back this coming Monday. I'm Bruce Elliott. As always, thank you so very much for having us in this and every single day. We crank it up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I keep you informed and entertained from 6 until 9, then Kim Klasick Live right after the 9 o'clock news. There's a whole lot of navel-gazing going on at the Democrat Party, and that's going to be the topic of first conversation here, just to let you know. The president of South Africa opened his mouth again yesterday. Very sincerely, he would do himself so much better by not talking right now. And you'll hear why I say that in the second half hour between 8:30 and 9 this morning, right here on WCBM. All right, let's start this hour. The Democrats now are focusing on what messaging are we messed up on? How do we somehow not get things right? And how come nobody during the Biden administration said we're going in the wrong direction and Joe may not be fully in charge here? That last question was addressed by Eugene Daniels on MSNBC the other day. He said, well, maybe they're all scared of Jill.
I think it's a fair question why they did not speak out. And I can tell you there was some self-reflection in our interviews, but I think they're still sort of tortured about it. At the end, like their normal answer, believe it or like you can take it for what it's worth, but their answer usually was, if we spoke out, it wasn't going to change him from running, and it was only going to help Trump.
Yeah, so we'd rather violate the Constitution and put some anonymous individual or individuals in charge of the auto pen pretending they were Joe Biden. There's a constitutional remedy, of course. when you have a president who is not competent to perform his duties for any length of time. And that's the 25th Amendment to the Constitution. So the excuse then is the entire cabinet, or a significant majority of the entire cabinet, were too afraid to say, this guy's not with us anymore. We have to do something here. We have to put Kamala in charge. That would be the logical succession. The vice president would be in charge, according to the 25th. Then it goes down the food chain after that. You know, I think it's Speaker of the House after that. So obviously they wouldn't want to get it further than just Kamala. But of course, then they held the House then. So did they? No, I think maybe we did. You lose track. So you have this phenomenon where we're told, well, they couldn't talk out because then, ooh, that man devil, Donald Trump, orange man bad, he'd be in charge, and democracy would fail in the first 100 days of his administration, and we'd all be going to perdition right now. People who are non-Catholic would be going to Catholic churches to give confession, just in case. We'd all be joining cults where the sun god Ra would come down, pick us up in the spaceship, and take us off this planet. I mean, there were bizarre things going on. But we're being told somehow, none of these grown-ups in the cabinet had the stones to step forward and say to the others, guys, ladies, we must do something. We must do something now. The nation is in peril here. Imagine if there are consequences. Imagine if somebody finds out that nobody knows who's pushing the buttons on the auto pen. Or was it just Jill and Hunter? Maybe the family just did it. Jill always admired Edith Wilson, who did the same thing for Woodrow Wilson when he was in office. And maybe that's all that's going on now. So we should just let it happen. It's happened before. No biggie. Because after all, the man devil would be here otherwise. Orange man, devil bad. Well, you hear of some of the naval gazing they're going through coming up in a couple of minutes. First, though, it's 8:13. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here he is, the guru of all traffic. Come rain, come shine, come pestilence, come that plague of locusts we're due this summer. It's Chuck Whitaker.
You know, we were doing so well for a while with the rain. It was just kind of just, it was raining. People were taking their time.
Yeah.
And then the last 20 minutes, it's gone to hell in a handbasket, as they say.
Blame Trump.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Sure, why not? Yeah.
I see where it's written all over 895. Trump did this. Okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so it's in the right lane. The accident southbound 895 at O'Donnell Street. A lot of equipment there. The medic unit has left, but there's several vehicles in the right lane. Back up not quite to Moravia Road, but back far enough that it's almost there. So when you get to the area, the Eastern Avenue Bridge on 895, left-hand lane is open. Once you clear that, it's a good ride into the tunnel. We told you 95 would back up, and it's backed up almost back to the city-county line, maybe even there by now. There's a report now in that backup that there may be a wreck near the bridge at Eastern Avenue. See traffic slowing right there, but it's really not going anyplace because 95 takes all the hit from the overflow with the backup on 895. We had the wreck southbound I-97 after Route 32. We had the wreck Howard County eastbound Route 32 at I-95. Beltway, nothing major, but you're slow because of the rain. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, we're taking a look at rain through the afternoon. And for tomorrow, then, we're looking at more rain in the morning. It'll clear for a while, then rain again in the afternoon. Today's high 62. Tomorrow's high only in the mid-60s. Right now, Bel Air 51 degrees, on Valley 53. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And Tom, once again, to find out which lefty has lost it, which loon has gone around the bend. We got a hateful one for you coming up, folks. Right here, it's time for the Democrat Clown Car. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Big Top. Please enter, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat Clown Car enters from the far left, makes a series of additional left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and outsteps. Okay, I want to make sure I have the terminology right. It's a trans woman, right? That means a dude who thinks he's a girl, at least for conversation purposes. All right, it's a trans woman who got very offended when she was at Disney World and had somebody misgender him or her. Are you ready for this? Mountain, meet molehill.
That is fancy looking. Cool.
The bottom is from Thailand.
Coconut bread from Thailand.
Yes, sir.
Cool. Ma'am.
Yeah, ma'am.
It just, like, totally sucks the joy out of this bread tower. It makes me want to immediately, like, leave. Because I no longer feel, like, safe here. It's like, oh, my guard now has to be up. I'm not going to enjoy this bread as much because my guard is up. We should be able to go places and not have to worry. I don't think I really want this bread tower, actually. I think I'd rather have the check, if that's
yes,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you accidentally ever hurt someone and say, I'm so sorry, it was an accident? Do you expect them to be like, oh, it was an accident? Of course. No problem whatsoever. All of that hurt is now undone. That's not how it works.
Yeah, it is how it works, actually. If you accidentally injure somebody in some fashion, unless it's a serious injury, you apologize. A grown-up accepts the apology and life goes on. But not, apparently, if you show up at Disney World wearing, I guess it was like little kitty cat ears and a tutu, and you're a dude, and somebody misgenders you by for a fraction of a second, saying, no, sir. Oh, I'm sorry. No, ma'am. Wow. The insult was so severe. He had to turn around and leave his bread tower there and walk out in a huff or walk out in a tutu, depending on your point of view, I guess. Sir, you're just a little too fragile for us, but thank you so much for stopping in. If you don't bruise your himself or herself, I lose track. Get back in the clown car and get out of here. There you have it, Julie. I'm sorry. Look, if you walk in, I remember this is I think in the mid 70s. I was out with a buddy, and we were walking behind blonde, really long hair down to the waist, and he's almost letting out that little low whistle that guys sometimes used to do, until the guy turned around, and it was pretty. I mean, the guy had a beard. There's no question. It was just the hippie days taking over again. But in this circumstance, yeah, the appropriate thing would have been to say, it's ma'am, don't worry about it, and move on. No, we can't do that. We have to be fragile. We're too fragile to have you discuss these issues with us. You have to call me ma'am, otherwise I'll see my bread tower here. Well, you can lose the carbs anyway, dude. It's really okay. Serious. Talk Radio 680, WCBM. All right, the navel-gazing going on inside the Democrat Party. Let's first start with a view from the other side. Scott Jennings, who was an official during the previous Bush administrations, was asked to portray himself as a Democrat and say, if you're a Democrat, how do you characterize who you are as a Democrat? Again, this is Scott Jennings, who's a Republican, doing the characterization.
I think the Democratic Party, in the eyes of a lot of working class voters, in the eyes of a lot of men who overwhelmingly turned out for Trump in this election, kind of view the Democratic Party as a professional fainting society. You know, I mean, we're offended by everything. We don't, have our eye on the real ball here, which is people being crushed in the economy, or we don't have our eye on the border. We don't have our eye on the world chaos. And I think if they asked themselves those questions and answered them honestly, they'd find out that the only people they really stand for are very wealthy people who were not as crushed by inflation. People who have college degrees, who live in and around college campuses and in urban areas.
Yeah, and that is today's Democrat Party. And the problem with having these discussions about messaging, it's just the message that's wrong. Well, no, it's what's behind the message. What do you guys actually believe in? There's a rather large schism inside the Democrat Party right now, where the AOCs and the Jasmine Crockett's and the whole crowd, the whole leftist wing of the Democrat Party, they believe in one Democrat Party. Some of the old line folks believe in a different Democrat Party, and the old line folks seem to be losing right now. Why should I, as an outsider, be willing to get into the middle of that fight? It's the old saying I used to hear around the neighborhood, a lot of Irish folks here. You know, is this a private fight or can anybody join in? I'm just going to leave it there. It's a private fight. You guys sort it out and then don't worry about the messaging. What is the message? That's what's important. You hear what the Democrats have to say about messaging and message coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now, though, it's 820.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
It's Baltimore's biggest night for freedom, faith, and the future. Join the Baltimore City Republican Party for the 2025 Lincoln Reagan Douglas Dinner, Friday, June 27th at the Best Western on O'Donnell Street, just off I-95. Hear from national conservative voice Armstrong Williams, author, commentator, and co-owner of the Baltimore Sun. Enjoy an American Legion color guard. Sing God Bless America and start the night off with our exclusive VIP reception. Then the evening kicks off into high gear with dancing and a live DJ. Don't miss Maryland's premier GOP event. Tickets at BaltimoreDinner.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Now we know that Joe Biden was not fit for office at all, ever. We know that other people were pushing through all of the things that we were screaming, don't. Whether it be the economy, whether it be the southern border. He was a useful dupe. He was a man with a mental condition that allowed him to be pliable and to read a teleprompter and then spend 40% of his time on vacation.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
822 right now. Of course, let somebody else go ahead and run the auto pen for you. Another email in from Jim, this guy's former Secret Service. So he's kind of been on the inside there. He says, I wish I could answer your question about who's in charge of the auto pen, what security is there. But I was a senior junior officer at the time, and that was outside my area of responsibility. I had no reason to know. As an aside, I've never been on or around Air Force One or Camp David, as I've never had those assignments. If you weren't assigned to those missions, you didn't just show up to satisfy your curiosity. Regardless of your security clearance level, if you didn't have a need to know, you stayed away. And so not an unusual concept or principle. And security, best regards, Jim in the Outer Banks, formerly of Crofton. It's true. My cousin was on Carter's Secret Service detail. Look at the pictures of Carter going out for a run. So it's the Secret Service guy running with him. My cousin got stuck with that duty every damn time. So, you know, sorry, Mr. Sacco. It's what happens, I guess. 823, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Oh. Yes, indeed.
Oh, you're going to go run with the president. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It looks like the wreck may have cleared now from 895 at O'Donnell Street, because now it's completely filled in again. We backed up to Moravia Road, and now all of that is caught up, and now that's backing up and slowing, going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. And, of course, it continues to rain, so it's just adding to a big delay. 25-minute delay on 895 now, but at least the wreck at O'Donnell Street has cleared. Haven't seen the wreck. There was a report of an accident, 95 South, near the bridge at Eastern Avenue. That was in the backup and the overflow that went over there from the wreck at 895. So 95 is still backed up, very close to the city-county line. That's all the way down through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And it looks like traffic after that on 95 is slowing. Just looking at the camera here at Camden Yards, and it's slow. It's just because of the rain. The ramp traffic towards 295 South is backed up, and 95 is slow around Washington Boulevard. There's a lot of spray from the vehicles as you're going south, indicating some heavier rain has moved through down around the Caton Avenue ramp and towards the Beltway. 695 still crawling in most of the usual areas. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Rain lasts through tomorrow afternoon. Widespread heavy at times today, then a high around 62. It'll taper off a little bit in the evening and happen again tomorrow. Tomorrow mostly dry, but there are those storms that continue through the day as this weather system passes by us. Right now, Reisterstown has 49 degrees. Downtown Baltimore currently is 53. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, this is interesting. You just heard from Scott Jennings, a Republican, saying if he were a Democrat, this is how he would be characterizing his party as a Democrat. Van Jones is very much a Democrat. He was sitting on set next to Scott Jennings. This is on CNN. He said this.
I think Republicans have done a brilliant job of framing us that way, and I think we've helped them a lot. Because a lot of the stuff that we say does fall into the pity party, crybaby society stuff. I think that that's right. The crybabies took up all the airspace, and then they built a machine. Don't forget, the Republicans built a machine online to magnify our mistakes and to mask their failures. And what we did was run a bunch of crappy ads that everybody hated and spent $1 billion doing it.
Yeah, the problem is the crybaby stuff continues. You heard the clown card just a couple minutes ago. That guy's not voting Republican. I mean, he's a guy who somehow has gender dystrophia. It used to be categorized as a treatable disease. It no longer is. Now it's a life choice where he gets to simply decide that he is now a girl. And we're supposed to ratify this. Look, if you want to characterize yourself as a girl and you're a guy, that's on you. But don't make me share your delusions. I mean, it's that straightforward. If you walk in and it's pretty clear that you are a female, I don't care if you're wearing a flannel shirt or not. I'm going to assume you're a female. Same thing if you're a guy and you walk in wearing a tutu. I'm just going to assume you're weird. But you're a guy. So, fine, you have your delusion. You have your mental illness. We all have our own. And we cherish them. You know, we cherish all of our own personal quirks. They're part of us. We like them because they're part of us. Or you pretend we don't like them, but we don't like them enough to not get rid of them. We just don't like them enough. We want to gripe about them to people who don't want to hear our problems. These are the kind of people who, when you walk up and say, hey, how are you? They actually want to tell you. I mean, nobody actually wants to know. nobody wants to know. So that Van Jones says, yeah, the crybaby stuff. And the crybabies still have control of the Democrat Party. So this is a discussion that has to take place inside that party so they can decide who the hell they are. John Heilman, one of the guys over at MSNBC, is with the Morning Mika every morning on Coffee with Mika. He says that right now all the Democrats are focused on messaging. What special words can we use? We have a commission now set up, the SAM Commission, the Democrats have set up. I forget what SAM means. It's an acronym. Everything in Washington is an acronym. But this acronym is supposed to be on what words we use to talk to guys. How about just talking to us? That'd be a step.
How do we talk differently? How do we have to reach this group? We have to reach that group. And the way to reach this group or that group is to tailor our messaging to try to reach those groups. What does the party believe in?
Yeah. Forget about the messaging. What do you guys actually believe in? Do you all believe in the same Looney Tunes stuff that Jasmine Crockett is spouting every day? If you don't, why doesn't your party leader in the House, Hakeem Jeffries, get control of his caucus? Why? I mean, there's a, you know, silence is consent. He's consenting to this. You think that's okay? So that's what she says. I don't fully agree, but gosh, I sure don't want to cause problems. I'm not going to say anything. One thing he has to say about Nancy Pelosi is this crap would never happen under Nancy Pelosi. It would never happen because she knew where the levers of power were and she would use them to discipline that member so that member was brought into line. Whether you agreed with her tactics or agreed with her conclusions, very different issue. But technically, she knew how to make sure that the Jasmine Crocketts and the AOCs and the Rashida Tlaibs and all those people, they understood they can have their opinions, but keep it focused, keep it in line, stay with the Democrat message, which had to do at that time with the Democrat policies and the beliefs. It no longer does, because nobody knows what they believe in anymore. More on this topic coming up, plus the president of South Africa speaks. It's 8:30 right now. Tom, once again for news, and Julie Ryder.
Good morning. These news headlines brought to you by Audiology Associates. A reward of up to $8,000 is being offered for information that leads to an arrest and felony charges in a Baltimore City murder. The victim was shot and killed on the afternoon of May 18th in the 1200 block of East Madison Street. Surveillance images of several people are posted on Metro Crime Stoppers' social media pages, and anyone who can identify the person is asked to submit a tip by phone, app, or at MetroCrimeStoppers.org. Maryland Governor Wes Moore announces $1 million in grants for 11 colleges and universities to support new career paths for displaced federal workers. The governor says the funding helps federal workers land on their feet while addressing the teacher shortage throughout the state. Maryland Higher Education Commission Secretary Dr. Sanjay Rai says former federal employees have the skills and experience needed to provide a high-quality education and diversify classrooms while closing the teacher shortage. As of mid-March, there were more than 1,600 teacher vacancies in Maryland. An Iranian national has pleaded guilty in connection with the Robin Hood ransomware and extortion scheme that affected Baltimore and other cities in 2019. Sina Golinajad and his co-conspirators compromised the computer networks of cities, corporations, healthcare organizations, and other entities around the U.S. and encrypted files with the ransomware to extort payments. The cyber attacks caused significant disruptions and tens of $1 million in losses, with Baltimore alone losing more than $19 million. Golinajad pleaded guilty to computer fraud and abuse and conspiracy to commit wire fraud. He faces a maximum of 30 years in prison. And a Northern Virginia man in custody after an alleged road rage shooting on Memorial Day. That suspect reportedly shot into another vehicle multiple times on Interstate 95 in Prince George's County. Investigators arrested 22-year-old Freddie Gonzalez Esquivel in Leesburg yesterday after allegedly finding a handgun and several ammo casings in his vehicle. Coming up, it's a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
These are your lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3 was 311, and the pick 4 was 9920. And now, traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there might be a new wreck on I-97 northbound. The report was up around Quarterfield Road. I'm looking at the camera at New Cut. It's moving, but it's slow again. There's just these minor wrecks now cropping up everywhere. So all the late major highways are going to be slow just because of the weather. Most of the earlier problems now off the roadway at both the harbor tunnels, but delays still continue as you're coming south from the city county line. And again, there are a number of minor accidents scattered all over the place. We're looking at some slowing now reported on the JFX, and I wouldn't doubt it, just the heavy traffic coming down from Ruxton Road through Northern Parkway and coming south from Old Pimlico Road. So it's just one of those days with the heavy weather through the area. I'm just going to change the camera here real quick, if you can just bear with me 1 second. Yeah, 83 south at Old Pimlico Road. Very slow there. And again, it doesn't take much to get the heavy traffic with the rain because of the expressway moving south very slow from Northern Parkway and into the Rams downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. A wet and cool start to your Wednesday morning. Temperatures in the 50s and rain showers for your morning commute. We'll keep that rain with us most of the afternoon, widespread and even heavy at times, with temps barely getting into the lower 60s, but drier conditions on Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Guess what? Discover's accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. You heard right, 99%. If you don't think so, maybe it's time to face facts. You're stuck in the past. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report, learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Going to try to get that rubber game in tonight between the Cards and Birds, but the rain may have something to say about that. Scheduled to go for Baltimore would be Cade Povich, the tough right-hander, Miles Mikolas for St. Louis. One night after the Cardinals handed Baltimore a 7-4 loss, Tony Mancelino saying Tomo Sugano shaking off a rock. let's try that again. Tony Mancelino saying Tomo Sugano shaking off a rocky start.
The first two innings away goes for Sugano. Probably wasn't ideal for us, but he settled down. Got us pretty deep into the game, probably more than what we were expecting at that point.
Sugano 5 1/3 last night, giving up three runs. Hot hitting Ryan O'Hearn with a three-run shot for Baltimore. But Nolan Arenado's eighth-inning blast off Brian Baker was the difference. NBA last night, Tyrese Halliburton with an historic triple-double, becoming the first player in NBA playoff history to put up at least 30 points, 15 assists, and 10 rebounds without committing a turnover since the stats started being kept in 1977. The Pacers beat the Knickerbockers 131-21 to take a 3-1 series lead. Ravens players back in the practice field today amid the decision by the NFL to allow the players to participate in flag football at the Olympics. Head coach John Harbaugh, perhaps somewhat tongue-in-cheek.
I'm afraid I got a quarterback that'd probably be pretty good at it. So, you know, I'm not that excited about that, honestly.
The popular CIAA basketball tournament will remain in Baltimore, despite a bid from Charlotte, North Carolina. The two towns were the only cities to submit bids for the coveted tournament, but Charlotte was unable to comply with a key conference requirement, and that is hotel pricing. Accommodations for 500 rooms at a maximum of $200 per night. Other hotel room blocks at $225 per night. Charlotte didn't have the bandwidth. The CIAA will now stay in Baltimore through 2029. And finally, on this date in baseball history, 68 years ago today, May 28, 1957, was a day that changed baseball history with a unanimous vote by the National League owners granting permission to both the Dodgers and the Giants to relocate their clubs to the West Coast if they so desire. And that's exactly what they did. The time now is 8:37 when we return. The season that Cal called the pitches.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greenman Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greenman Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So you see a lot of times the catcher will look over to the dugout,
sure,
to get a signal to call, mm-hmm, you know, as far as the pitch. Well, how about looking over to the shortstop?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
Not
but
so
it
much.
Did, though, in the early part of the career of Ben McDonald and Chris Hoyles. Ben McDonald telling a story. I've got some sound from it. The year that Cal Ripken helped Chris Hoyles, his catcher, call the pitches when Ben was on the mound.
And so he said, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to start calling all your pitches you throw. Chris Hoyles is a young catcher.
Yep.
I was a young pitcher. We're trying to figure this thing out at the highest level you can figure it out. I remember Junior sticking his head in there. Me and Chris were having a couple beers after the game, just beating our head up against the wall, going, golly, were we ever going to get this right? You know, and he sticks his head in there and he goes, you boys don't have a clue of what you're doing, do you? Notice from Mr. Ripken, and I said, I got no clue at all of what's going on. He said, he comes and sits down, he pops open a beer like he does, you know, and he goes, would you like some help? I said, is a school bus yellow? Of course I'd like some help.
And it goes on and on. That's on Ryan Ripken's podcast, the son of Cal Jr. And Ben proceeds to tell the story. Chris Hoyles would look over to shortstop. He'd get the signal. He'd relay it to McDonald. McDonald would pitch. I think it was 1991. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the rookie year, but it was the first year that both of them were kind of full-timers at that point. So, and that was Cal's MVP year.
Well, he was playing shortstop that year?
Playing shortstop.
Shortstop that year. Because he got moved a couple of times. You know, he was third
base.
Well,
that was much later in his career.
Much later. Third base, first base, shortstop.
So not only was Cal an all-star shortstop, but apparently he was an all-star pitch caller.
Yes, apparently. Good enough. Thanks. We'll talk with you or hear you again.
You got it.
9 o'clock this morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Still to come between now and the top of the hour. The president of South Africa speaks. He should have probably been the wiser to think it and not say it out loud because it did not come off well. A bit more from John Hyland and all more the analysis of the Democrats' navel-gazing.
Weak and woke, that phrase is a phrase that various people who want to moderate the party have been throwing around. What I think is important here is that is not the question of what the party's image is, but is what does the party stand for?
They have no idea what the party stands for, and that's the problem, because there's no general agreement within the Democrat Party, either at the representative level or at the public level, as to what the Democrats actually stand for. We have fun every day with the clown car, but some of these people, I think, are way, way out there, and I keep wondering, does the rest of the Democrat Party believe this stuff? Does the rest of the Democrat Party look at this gay, whatever he is, trans influencer who goes down to Disney World, gets misidentified briefly by some waiter from a different country and is so offended he has to return his bread basket or what the hell it was? Do they buy into that? Or do they say, oh, shut up? I mean, excuse me, there's a role for the latter in political discussion behind closed doors in your own party, and I'm not sure that they do that stuff at all on the Democrat side. One more. Megan Hayes worked for the Biden administration for the first couple of years, eventually left. And she observed the SAM stuff, which, by the way, thank you very much to Ron of Baltimore. SAM means speaking to American men. That's what it means. She said that the Democrats have no clue as to how actually to talk with the male gender.
I think that the Democrats have forgot that maybe we should just talk to people like people. We don't need to do studies on it. We don't need to meet at hotels. How about we just go to community meetings and meet people where they are on social media and their different forms and platforms that they are. The Democrats have forgot how to talk to normal people about things that are really important to them, like the economy. So it's, I think, a really good lesson to learn, but I also think we just need to get back to basics.
Yeah, it's nice to navel gaze, but sooner or later, if they have any hope of winning another significant election, they better figure out what their message is, which I'm not sure they can do in time for the off-year elections. I thought for sure they would. I thought the adjustment would have been made by now, that somebody inside that party would have, as they did following McGovern, as they did following Eugene McCarthy, to reassess and change the direction of the party prior to the next election. Because there were echoes from those losses that we all saw if you were around for those two campaigns, where they both McCarthy and McGovern lost spectacularly, even worse than Kamala Harris as far as the number of Electoral College votes. But they did reassess and they moved on from there. And that to me is a reasonable kind of action to take. By the way, SAM is speaking to American men. I would propose to the Democrats they have other special committees, Julie, because I think this is important. They can have SAW, speaking to American women. SAG, speaking to gays. SAL, speaking to lesbians. Or SAP, speaking to people unidentified. In other words, the whole LGBTQ plus thing. I want to make sure that they have the best chance of this stuff. So I recommend SAW, SAG, SAL, SAP in addition to SAM. Just thought I'd help out. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck.
He's talking pig Latin.
Yeah. And have you seen the work they're doing over at SAW? Yeah, have you compared that with SAG? All right.
Had a musical SAW one time.
That's right.
And I hear a Rhapsody.
And I'm a member of SAG, so there you go.
Yeah, well, don't bring up SAG. That's bad news in some
Yes, exactly.
The southbound side of both the tunnels, we were just riding along for a while with the rain and just expecting anything to happen, and eventually it did. We had the wreck on 895 at O'Donnell Street. There was a wreck on 95 at Eastern Avenue, and we're still backed up now with both the Harbor Tunnels. I mean, here it is, 8:45, and we're sitting still back at the city-county line at both the tunnels right now. So from that point, with the rain and all the heavy traffic, probably 25 to 30 minutes just to get through the area. I can tell you that 95 South from Camden Yards now does look better going out to the southwest side of the Beltway. And really, once you get through the old Harbor Tunnel and start south and west, at least the lanes are open as you go down towards Ritchie Highway, take the BW Parkway from 895. That's all still there. A number of minor accidents scattered everywhere. The more recent was northbound I-97 at Quarterfield Road. That's still slow. We had problems earlier along I-97 South after Route 32, but it's just now a combination of the weather and the heavy traffic, which is still out there and still slowing most areas on the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rain's going to last until this afternoon, maybe early evening. Widespread, heavy at times. The high today only around 62. Rain should taper off overnight tomorrow. In the morning, dry. We won't dry out completely, though, because it's going to rain again tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening. So the rains are here. Aberdeen right now, 53 degrees. Ellicott City, 51. Guess what? It's raining in both locations, and it's pretty steady. It's going to be just coming on, coming on, coming on. This email in talking about the clown cars said, Bruce, some people just actively look for reasons to be offended. Oh, yeah. I mean, look, this is aside the whole gender thing, but we've all worked with this. I mean, we all see people in our workplace, is that they're waiting for you to say something so they can be offended by it. It doesn't matter. Hey, it's a beautiful day. What do you mean by that crack? I mean, they're waiting for the opportunity to say, I'm offended by what you were doing, which reminds me.
Hey, Stewie, time for the view.
No, not again! Let me out of here! I can't watch another second!
They live to be offended.
He called our soldiers losers and suckers.
It just never happened.
So he's supposed to be not political at West Point or Arlington Cemetery, and there he is being political and rambling. He was rambling, he's running around. I see pictures of him walking into walls.
What are you talking about?
I have a clip that I saw. So that I was out of the country, and for five blissful days, I didn't hear his voice.
Yeah, that's both Joy Behar and then Ana Navarro weighing in on their dislike of Donald Trump. I'm not quite sure how he was political. He showed up wearing a MAGA hat. I guess that makes him political. But here's a newsflash. We live in a political world, and if that somehow is going to set you off, you'll officially join the ranks of those who just wait in order to be offended by something. Just can't wait to be offended. It's a wonderful opportunity. You may know this. Glenn Ivey, congressperson from right here in our state, went down to visit in El Salvador because apparently he missed the original margarita date with Van Hollen and Mr. Garcia. And he was shocked and disappointed at how ridiculous it was, the treatment he received.
I came all the way down from the United States after we contacted their ambassador, after we'd made formal requests to our ambassador to the El Salvadoran government, and we came here to visit him today, and now they're telling us we got to go all the way back to San Salvador to get a permit. That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. Mais voyons qu'on s'aligne à notre façon la misinformation. Monsieur Blanchette, t'es con.
Okay.
Monsieur Blanchette, t'es con. Yeah. That's ridiculous. Mais voyons. That's ridiculous. J'étais tellement étonné. That's ridiculous. Mais voyons.
That's Glenn Ivey with a little bit of help from Justin Trudeau, just to our north. That's ridiculous. Ivy went on to say that he just wanted the opportunity to have Mr. Garcia just talk to him.
We ought to have a chance to come in and visit. They knew we were coming. They knew why we were coming. And they know we have the right to do this. So they need to just cut the let us get in there and have a chance to see him and talk with him.
You can talk to me.
Apparently that time in that prison down there has already changed Mr. Garcia's voice up an octave or two. I hear that does occur in prison sometime.
We've got his lawyer here. We've got somebody from the unions here to talk with him. Let us in. Stop playing games. Let us have a chance to talk with him.
How you doing, me? It's talk.
So Glenn Ivey went down, and he was shocked. All he wanted to do was talk. And somehow they didn't genuflect in front of him when he came and lay out the red carpet and say, let me show you to Mr. Garcia's cell. Would you like a cup of tea, sir? Or perhaps a margarita? Van Hollen seemed to enjoy his. Wow. Can we be self-absorbed or what in this country? 8:50 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and nice weather has finally arrived. That means it's time for flip-flops, sandals, and sneakers. But for some people, it's the season for painful feet. To avoid foot pain, we recommend the right arch supports in your shoes. This is where the Good Feet Store comes in. Don't cut corners with your feet this summer or during any season. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
After I decided my pain was too much, and my doctor actually suggested that I do visit the Good Feet Store. Pretty amazing when they put the arch supports in your shoe and you realize there's not pain, and you think, how can this arch support in my shoe make my back pain go away? But it works. It was incredible.
The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today. Or just stop by.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show, 5 years and 3,000 deaths later, America is discovering what a gigantic scam George Floyd's overdose death was. Plus, the reason why California's population isn't going down. Legals are leaving. Illegals are taking their place. A recipe for disaster. Noon to 3 on WCBS.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:52, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. I'm sorry, I got to share this minor amusement. And it is, actually. We don't take attendance. Okay, I want to be clear about that. We do not take attendance here. This is, I mean, you can come and audit the course pretty much any old day. You don't have to sign in. We don't take attendance. We won't mark you absent if you're not here. You do not have to announce if you decided that a particular segment wasn't the what you wanted from your radio this morning, that you choose something else. It happens. We're grown ups. We understand that. Sometimes we please people. Sometimes we say something that displeases people. But we don't take attendance. Thus, the codicil to that is you don't need to announce when you're leaving the class. Right. You don't need to send an email saying, this is not compelling radio. Well, okay, there are buttons on your radio. Make a choice. There's a lot of good talent out there. We bring you a very localized version of what we do here at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. If you like it, great. We'd love to have you. More the merrier. We're number one. And that's all good stuff. But if somehow some morning doesn't please you as much as other mornings, that's why they make buttons on your radio. Or actually, now, that's why they make Alexa. I don't know what a button on radio is anymore. You say, Alexa, give me Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. And there he is.
Yeah, here I am.
Yes. See, I told you. I'm just now all over the metropolitan area, there are people with Alexas. And Alexa's like, I'm sorry, I can't help you with that.
It's true. It's not your fault.
No.
It's not my fault. Matter of fact, right after this, I'm out of here.
That's right.
Before anything else happens.
You tea time at 9:01.
Oh, yeah. I wish it was today. Yeah. Boy, that's something. Yeah. No tea times for the local folks today, that's for sure. All this rain is still creating havoc. It's very slow on the Beltway. We're talking Bel Air Road, Providence Road, the interloop through Pikesville, over towards Green Spring and the JFX. And the west side is just crawling. I mean, we're probably looking at speeds 15, maybe 20 at the most on the outer loop right now from 795 all the way down through that area. JFX got a little bit better coming south of Ruxton Road. You still have to watch your speed anywhere on the expressway. You know how it goes after Northern Parkway through the ramps downtown. No late problems at the tunnels, but we're still in the range of 20 to 25 minutes for that traffic coming south through the city county line. And I just changed the camera here onto the inner loop over towards the JFX and 83. And now it's backing up towards the expressway over we're at I-83. So it could indicate, and normally if it rains, we get a problem right through there at the ramp at 83. So now traffic after Green Spring through the JFX over towards 83. Some brake lights are beginning in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks, Chuck. Rain lasts through the afternoon, widespread heavy at times. Highs only could get up to around 62 degrees. Rain should taper off in the evening. Tomorrow morning, dry. Afternoon storms right now. Man, we've been in the 50s all morning long. Right now, Ellicott City has 51 degrees. Hunt Valley has 53. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and that rain is just going to continue and continue and continue until this system moves out of here. It's 8:55 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, now this is the deal. It's kind of fascinating. The president of South Africa, sometimes as a public official, you feel like you should say something. There are times you should not. You should make the decision, no, I'm going to keep my mouth shut on this one. Madamila Cyril Ramaphosa, if I'm correctly pronouncing his name, went to defend himself against those horrible barbs that Donald Trump made at him when he was in the White House. For example, showing him the slaughter that's actually going on in South Africa.
When it comes to the issues of arresting anyone for any slogan, that is a sovereign issue. It's not a matter where we need to be instructed by anyone that go and arrest this one. We are a very proud sovereign country that has its own laws, that has its own processes, and we take into account what the Constitutional Court also decided.
Yeah, we have our own laws. We have passed our laws that says that we can seize your property without compensation, particularly if you're a white farmer. So we're going to go ahead, George, just being doing it lawfully, of course, because we passed a law that says that's okay, because we're a sovereign nation. That's all cool. That's pretty annoying right on his face. But then you wish, if you're one of his supporters, this is the point you wish, keep your mouth shut. Listen to what the guy says.
That slogan, kill the Boer, kill the farmer, is a liberation chant and slogan. And it's not meant to be a message that elicits or calls upon anyone to go and be killed.
What? Would you repeat that? What? So you have a slogan, kill the Boers, during the Boer Wars. Kill the Boers, kill the farmers, but don't take it seriously? That's actually the argument they're making. Oh, it's just a slogan. It doesn't mean anything. Even when you see their farmers being killed, you think, that's still just a slogan. It doesn't mean anything. I'm sure that what I'm saying in public has no impact on the people who voted for me, people who support me. They want me to go out and kill the Boers, kill the farmers. Hey, glad to oblige. Not a problem. How do you get through to somebody who thinks that's rational? It doesn't mean anything. It's just a slogan. Just to get people, you know, kind of excited about it. About what? Killing farmers? One final cut from the gentleman. It takes a shot at the United States. And again, this one is easier. Why are you speaking? He criticizes the United States for what he says is going around arresting people willy-nilly.
They will probably want to arrest people willy-nilly. We follow the dictates of our constitution because we are a constitutional state and we are a country where freedom of expression is the bedrock of our constitutional arrangements.
Yeah, there you have it. They're not going to arrest anybody that voted for them, for example, because they're a constitutional state. They have their own laws. They don't need instruction from us on when and where to kill farmers. They're capable of deciding that all by themselves. Bear that in mind. Wow. Hey, here's a real estate fact. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory and the great rate they may have on their current home. So if this sounds like you, you should know you're not alone. Let me ask you this. If you were wanting to find your dream home, if you do that right now, and have an interest rate in the mid-fours, would you sell your current home and move on? I don't know. A lot of people would say, Hulk, yeah, man, I'm in for that. Many Maryland home sellers are having issues getting their homes sold. With Vinny Steele's certified pre-owned home program, you get access to the tools you need to ensure that your home is the very best on the market and stands out to potential home buyers. This program creates high demand that allows you to sell for the most money possible. Plus, Vinny always guarantees in writing to sell your home at your price and time frame, or he's going to step in and buy it for cash. Vinny Steele is not just another agent, folks. He is Maryland's real estate expert, called the only agent I would trust to sell my home. Call Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed to Realty Now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. That is it for us for this day, folks. Have a great day. Be safe. Be dry. See you tomorrow.
Right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.